Marty Joe Stasiak in the house. Good morning, Philadelphia. I'm here till noontime along with Pat Egan behind the glass. Taking your calls at 610-632-0975. I am fully caffeinated and Adderall, then I'm ready to go. Ready to rock and roll. We got a few topics on the docket today. Full show. Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer will be on at 9:30 to talk about his article about hold your fire, he says, on Brett Brown. We'll ask him what he was talking about and his thoughts on Brett Brown if the Sixers return, if they don't return. Marcus Hayes at 10:10 has a few articles he wrote this week we're going to touch on. And, of course, Steve Callis at 11:10. And once again, I'm here till noontime. Love this morning show. I get to kick off things with all y'all. What should we start with first? I was going to do a the basis, the backbone, the foundation of the show. I wanted to get your thoughts on, because I've done an exhaustive analysis on whether this Eagles team is better or worse. And obviously, we know we won't be able to tell until they take the field. But paper-wise, and who's out there? I know there's a big groundswell for Jadeveon Clowney. I will tell you why that's not a good idea in a little bit. Even though I've been on the Jadeveon Clowney bandwagon, I'm flip-flopping a little bit. Delving into it a little deeper, I can tell you why it's not that great of an idea right now. Not that they have a better one, because they've done nothing with their edge rushers and don't have Vinnie Curry anymore, so they've gone backwards in that department. We'll break down the positions and tell you what we think, or what I think, where I think they got better, where I think they regressed a little bit, and overall, where are they heading into the season, if there is one. This came out the other day, and I want to get your feedback on it. A little bit of a touchy subject because it involves race. The NFL implemented something a couple years ago called the Rooney Rule. Because of the lack of minorities holding down head coaching jobs or even assistant jobs or coordinator jobs, the Rooney Rule came into effect, and it basically says that teams have to interview at least one minority candidate for vacant coaching positions. Now, they're talking about the head coaching position. If you lose your head coach, you have to at least interview one minority. Okay, I thought that was stupid when they first came out with it. In theory, I get why they're trying to do it, but to me, this is like reverse discrimination, in my opinion. Hire the best people. Don't tell me who I can hire. I'll hire whoever I want. I know what they're trying to do. There's only a couple black coordinators in the league, Byron Leftwich in Tampa Bay, and he was a running back at Colorado. He was the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs. His name escapes me. Thank you. Bieniemy, Eric Bieniemy. So right now there are four non-white head coaches in the league, two non-white general managers, and more than 70% of the coaches and executives in the NFL are non-white. Now, recently, 20 vacant head coaching spots were available, and three were hired by minorities, so I'm sure the NFL was happy about that. But now they have incentivized organizations even further for potential hirings of minority coaches and or executives. And I would have to hear from some minority folks to tell me if this is insulting or not. But basically, the NFL is proposing incentives if you hire coordinators, coaches, executives, presidents, etc. So the new proposal says they're going to double the Rooney Rule. So now you have to at least interview two minority candidates for a head coaching job. It also applies to coordinators. And at the end of the season, from the end of the season to March 1st, They're going to disallow teams now from blocking assistant coaches from interviewing with other teams for bona fide coordinator positions, such as offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and special teams coordinator. Teams will get awarded a fifth-round compensatory pick if they hire a minority assistant. No, if a minority assistant leaves to become a coach at another team, and a third-round compensatory pick if a minority coach or front office member goes on to be a coach or GM or president of another team. A fourth-round pick if a team hires a quarterback coach, a minority quarterback coach, and if he stays for more than one season, you will get to move up six spots from your allocated third-round pick slot if you hire a minority coach, and you will be allowed to move up six spots in the third round before the coach's second season. So he has to stay there two seasons at least. And 10 spots, if you hire a minority GM or president, you move up 10 spots from your allocated third round position. Now, it doesn't say a contingency plan if you don't have a third round pick, prior to the second season of that GM or president remaining in that position. And if that aforementioned coach or GM remains for a third season, teams would move up five spots in the fourth round prior to that third season. Again, I want to be careful here because I'm not trying to insult anyone. I don't know if this is insulting to minorities. I think it's a little ridiculous how they're trying to force the issue. Don't tell me who I can hire and who I can't hire. And this has been going on forever. Believe me, I've lost tons of jobs being a white, young sports anchor in this town or this country to minorities and females. It's just the way it is. Not happy about it, but that's the way it goes. I never liked it. If we're going to condemn racism, well, let's reverse discrimination. But whatever, it is what it is. That part of my career is behind me, so it just, you're not going to be able to stop it, even though you should be able to stop it. And that's, organizations keep that hush-hush. Oh, we just hired a girl because she's the best candidate, you know. Bull crap. You hired her because she's hot, she's blonde, she's whatever. I mean, look around. Look at ESPN. For every debate show, they have a female moderator. There's female sideline reporters all over the place. For the big Sunday pregame shows, almost everyone has a female in some capacity. But this to me is so blatantly in your face, incentivizing hiring minorities. Is this going to work? If I'm on the bubble between choosing a white guy and a black guy, I guess I'll take the compensatory pick or two, or I'll take the moving up six spots in the third round if it's on the bubble. But otherwise, I'm ignoring this. It's more important to me to have the coach I want. And I'm sorry, racism still exists. If you have a racist team that really only wants to hire non-minorities, what are you going to do? They're doing what they can do. They can't force you to do so. They can only force you to attempt to do so. Or at least to vet some minorities for vacant head coaching positions. I just think it's ridiculous. I think it's embarrassing. I think it's insulting. I don't think it's going to work. I don't get the theory behind it. I think if you looked at all of the players in the National Football League, I think you'd find it to be one-sided in terms of minorities versus white folks, in terms of players, maybe 65-35, just a guess. I don't see them incentivizing. It's like incentivizing teams to draft white players because they have too many black players in the league. Imagine that. well, this guy doesn't run as fast. He kind of has the dropsies, but I'm going to move up 10 spots in the third round if I stay here another year. Yeah, I'm going to draft Whitey from Colorado. To me, it's stupid. Why do we need to... And I'm fine with it. It's cool. I could care less the color of my coach. Couldn't care less, I should say. Ray Rhodes, I was fine with Ray Rhodes. He was a little off the wall. But hey, that's cool. Dennis Green, I liked him as a head coach. Ozzie Newsome, loved him as a GM. I couldn't care less. I'm just saying, trying to force it down your throat, I think you need to stay in your lane. Stay in your lane on that. And I don't know if it's insulting to minorities. Then you might think, well, I got this gig not on my own merit. You might not be all that thrilled that you think that you got the job because of these rules, these expansion of the Rooney rules. Personally, I wouldn't care myself. That's why I'm throwing it out there to minorities if they'd be insulted, if they are insulted with these new proposals, proposed rules. All I know is I'd be fine. I'd be happy to get the job, and then I'd have to prove myself. I'd be confident that I can prove myself, and that would be my challenge, my goal, to prove myself once I got the job, because I don't think it necessarily matters how you get the job. It's what you do when you have the job. See Joe Buck. You ask him about nepotism, he says, hell yeah, it's great. We did a thing with him once. He goes, I loved it. Fantastic. But when he got the job, he killed it. So it never bothered me that he got a job because his dad was a Hall of Fame broadcaster for the, was it the Cardinals? Joe Buck with the Cardinals? I couldn't care less. I love him to death as a broadcaster, especially when he does the NFL. So I don't care how he got his job. Nepotism only bothers me if the guy's not as good as others. If he got the job only because of his relationship with the owner, with his dad, you know, with his brother. And that's the only time it bothers me. Otherwise, couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. So hit me if you have an opinion on that. Again, to me, it strikes a chord, and I'm just it just rubs me the wrong way. All things considered, I'd be thrilled if it was the other way around. 70% minorities in coaching and executive positions and 30% non-minorities. I couldn't care less. Best people should have the jobs. That's why at least there's some incentive here. So I know that if I, you know, let go of a coach and don't block them for interviewing for a coordinator job somewhere else, I get a compensatory pick. But the original Rooney Rule only meant that I had to at least interview one candidate. Didn't give me anything for doing it. It just said I had to do it. So potentially I'm wasting that guy's time. Might be wasting my time as well if I'm not interested. Why, who are you to tell me who I can interview? Who the hell do you think you are telling me who I can interview, who I have to interview for a position? I get nothing for it, so what am I doing? All of a sudden, what, the guy, you're doing it in case the guy blows you away? That could happen. I get all that. But I think, for the most part, you're wasting the candidate's time. If you weren't going to bring him in the first place, and you're only bringing him in because you are mandated to do so, I think that you're wasting the candidate's time. 610-632-0975. Let's go to John in West Philly on 97.5 The Fennec. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm well. Yeah, I think it's an interesting topic. I think, the reason why there's an obvious push to see more minorities in coaching, as you pointed out, the league is 65-70% African American. And basically, when you have something as big as the NFL, it's kind of, it's it represents the inequities in hiring across America. Nobody really cares about, say, or nobody talks about professions that are under, beneath the radar. But when you have something like the NFL and you see all these, you know, white guys getting jobs who come out and then they get recycled and they say, well, the league's majority black. Why aren't there any African-American decisions? The thing is to be considered. The thing is to get the opportunity. If you don't get the opportunity, you can't show what you have. And, you know, and it's sort of like I'm making comparison, say, to baseball breaking the color barrier, breaking the color line. You know, quite honestly, a lot of African-Americans look at the records that happened before Jackie Robinson entered the league and said, well, there were no black athletes in the sport.
Right.
So how can those records be legitimate? I'll take it to, say the NBA. You know, you keep all these athletes from participating, and the NBA didn't have the same problem as, say, Major League Baseball. But if you extract the black athlete from there, you don't even have the quality of product. You don't remotely come close to having the NBA dream teams. You don't have these great football teams we've seen. So the problem is there's so many African Americans at the coaching level, going back to the NFL, who just never get the consideration. And when you, as a black community, see that, because the NFL is so prominent, it represents, it brings to light all the other inadequacies and, you know, the unfair hiring practices. I mean, I'll be quite honest. I'll give you a perfect example. I'd love to hear more African-American voices on sports talk in Philadelphia. Why not? The city's majority African-American. But where are the black voices? Where are the voices of color who see? And I'm black. I've been listening to your radio station for my entire life. But every time I hear an African-American on your radio station or the other radio station, it's a former Eagle.
Well, you know, Devon Givens never played. Tyrone Johnson never played.
But I'm talking about the main guys. I mean, let's be quite honest. Where's the black Miss Nelly? Where is that black person going to get?
Yeah,
that
it's Tyrone. Basically, it's Tyrone.
No, it's not Tyrone.
Well, I know what you're saying, but there's only a Batman and a Robin.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true. But there's only one position for the afternoon show, and Mr. Nelly's had it forever.
And Mr. Nelly's great. I get it. He's a talent. But as an African American, you would like to see. I mean, like you said, you know, you turn on the NFL, and you know, the sideline reporter, 9 times out of 10, blonde hair, blue eyes. Who is she? Where did she come from?
Right.
Never heard of her before. What's your track record? So it's a good conversation you're having. But I think, you know, people, and I'll let you go after this, or you'll let me go after this. But, you know, when you talk about somebody saying, well, I was given the opportunity because I was black, how long have white broadcasters been given or coaches been given the opportunity because they were white?
I don't know. Johnny, I appreciate the call, brother. I don't know if guys are given opportunities because they're white. I don't know how much racism still prevails in professional sports. I don't know that. I would think a lot of these head coaches have gotten their positions because of merit. I don't know a lot of situations where you had a minority and a white head coach vying for one position and it's been given predominantly to the white guy. I don't know that to be true. Let's go to Mike and Cherry Hill. You're on 97.5 The Fennec. What's up, Michael?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, brother. It's Mikey. Hey, listen, man, it's a good topic. And I got a couple of points to make. Number one is, let's not get off on tangents, okay? This guy's getting off on a tangent talking about he wants to see minorities in sports radio. That's not the topic, okay? The topic is the NFL, okay? And the NFL is trying to do something to try to encourage. So their heart's in the right place. Their mind's in the right place. But you cannot try tactics to undermine institutional racism. That's what it is, man. Okay? And it's deep-rooted. It's the good old boy network. And so now you can give people opportunities. Like you said, a couple of years ago, there was a black head coach. I think his name was Steve Wilkes that played the coach for the Arizona Cardinals. He got 1 year, and then they fired him. So don't give me this people giving opportunities. They're not getting chances. And then they'll rather lose with a white coach than win with a black coach. That's just as clear and simple as day. So that's giving them an incentive to give them draft capital, which we know is gold in the NFL because this is a capitalist system. You get a talented player who you're not paying any money to. So, yes, that may encourage them. But then I heard a ridiculous thing yesterday, brother, when they said that Eric Bieniemy, who, you know, he comes from the Reed coaching tree. Reed has had Peterson, Nagy, and Harbaugh from his system, all great coaches. The man won a Super Bowl. And they said the reason why you haven't got hired is because you were in the Super Bowl. That's what they said to him. You were in the Super Bowl. We couldn't hire you. And the guy said yesterday on the radio show, well, let's just put a rule out there that people can't get hired until the end of the Super Bowl season, and that'll give them a fair chance. Well, then they'll just circumvent that, just like they did the Rooney Rule, right? Well, give a guy a hush-hush, a wink-wink, and say, hey, I'm going to hire you at the end of this season. So I don't think that this is being circumvented. This is a systemic problem, and I don't see it really going away unless you really incentivize these teams like they're doing. I think this is going in the right direction, but it's still not going to solve the problem. And I think if you look at coaches like Tomlin, you look at coaches like the guy in Miami, I mean, I think Flores. It's clear that, yeah, I think it's clear that, you know, a majority African-American football team may respond better to a coach that looks like them. I mean, what do you think about that? Just answer that question right off. Do you think a player will feel more comfortable being coached by a player that may come from their background, know their experiences, look like them?
Sure. No, I totally agree, Mike. Yeah, I do. A guy you can relate to, comes from your background, maybe looks like you, kind of came up the same way you did, had to fight through all the difficulties and extracurricular problems that you did, felt your pain, felt yourself. Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree. I agree with that. But that's something for the ownership to deal with. If I think a minority head coach is going to get through and is more relatable to the players I employ, blame it on the owners. Why not hire a guy like that? If that would work, I don't know if it works enough to make a difference on the field. If it did, I'd say absolutely. He mentioned Mike Tomlin and Brian Flores of Miami, Mike Tomlin's been to two Super Bowls, won one of them. Very good coach. Brian Flores, love what he's doing in Miami. He kept that team afloat, even though they were tanking. They kind of tanked, but still had winning culture and all the things they did in the offseason. Love what they're doing down there. You got to take a break. Give me a call if you want to chime in on this topic, the Rooney Rule in the NFL. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stasiak. We're coming right back.
97.5, The Fanatic.
O'Reilly. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. You can even order at O'ReillyAuto.com and we'll deliver it curbside. Protect your engine from sludge and wear at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Dino's Pizza and Pasta in Bridgeport is making it easier than ever to get their delicious food right to your door. Just visit dinospizzaandpasta.com to order and pay online. Dino's delivery driver will text you when the food is on your doorstep for zero contact. Visit Dino's Pizza and Pasta today for a fabulous at-home dining experience. How are you weathering through this? Let us know. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
Poker Stars presents the Pennsylvania Tournament.
He's going all in!
Think you've got star potential? Play now to win your seat at the May 17th main event with $250,000 in prizes guaranteed. And get $30 free when you sign up. Poker Stars aren't born, they're made. At Poker Stars Pennsylvania Tournament. Go to PokerStars.com today.
This is unbelievable action at the table.
Pennsylvania only in partnership with Mount Airy. 21 and over, terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is officially deck season. I am Corey Rutter with Rutter Roofing, and people may not know, we were voted the best exterior remodeler in both 2019 and now again in 2020. So you don't have to rely on us for just great roofing work. You can actually rely on us for your new siding, window, doors, and yes, brand new deck too. Did you know we are certified installers of AZEK TimberTech deck systems? Our decks are completely backed up by the best manufacturer in the industry with products to complement any budget. We offer financing too. Just go to rudderroofing.com and start designing your dream deck today.
97.5 The Fanatic is an equal opportunity employer and is dedicated to performing broad outreach to fill job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our job posting should contact the Fanatic's business office by calling 610-771-9750. We also encourage listeners to visit BBGI.com, where you'll find an online listing of job openings at Beasley Media Group, LLC.
Sports Talk for Mayfair and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back to the show. Joe Stazak here. I'm here till noontime. We're talking about the Rooney Rule and the tangents and the expansion of the Rooney Rule that the NFL is now proposing reeks of some sort of racism. I'm not sure if it's reverse racism or I don't know what to call it. And I've thrown it out there to ask the minority folk out there if they like it. Because now you're incentivized, if you're an organization, to either let one of your assistants go and possibly go on to be a coordinator somewhere else. You gain a compensatory pick, or if you hire a head coach, you move up six spots in the draft. If you hire a GM or a president or an executive at that level, you move up 10 spots in the third round. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if it's, these are real incentives for teams. One caller a few back called it the good old boy network. I do believe it is the good old boy network. I'm not sure, though, that's about racism. It's just about guys who have been around, who know each other, come under the same tree and whatnot. I don't know if there's an active, you know, not a revolt, but an anti-minority sentiment in the National Football League. I mean, if you look at the numbers, you'd be like, well, what the heck? But they employ, in terms of the players, it's an uneven playing field the other way, where the minorities, you know, run the show. And the non-minorities, there's a lot less of them. But I know the NFL is trying to incorporate more minorities in head coaching positions and executive positions, and I just want to know what you think about that if you are a minority. Hey, as promised on the Comcast Business Hotline, he's from the Philadelphia Inquirer. I'm going to switch gears a little bit, and I'll get back to the racism in the NFL talk and all that stuff. He's Keith Pompey. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's up, man? How you been, brother?
How you doing, brother? Good to talk to you. I loved your article. First of all, who came up with that headline, Hold Your Fire? Do you have headliners, or is that you? Because that's cute. I like that.
I'm assuming that it was, I don't even know, because typically the copy editor who reads it comes up with
that. Okay, it was cute. Daily News always had the best, the back page, the headline was always tremendous. Well, Hold Your Fire is about, Brett Brown, and the sentiment around here is that if they, at least before the season began, if the Sixers don't make it at least to the conference finals or the NBA finals or don't win at all, and Brett Brown has coached his last game here. Now, this is a little different situation with this pandemic. And, in fairness, and you pointed it out, only 19 of 65 games did he have his starting five together. But certainly an underachieving year, just 10-24 on the road, just 10 out of the last 11 road games they've lost. So what are your thoughts if this season does not continue? What's up with Brett Brown's position?
Initially, I thought, if you asked me on March the 11th, if they didn't continue, I would think that he's gone. I think that as time goes by, assuming if they don't come back, I think that they may want to they may decide to reevaluate a little bit longer. It's one of those things where, okay, we'll see what you can do in the beginning of next season. And if you get out to a struggle, then you're gone. Because I think the one thing that he's saying is yeah, we're here, we're studying, we're having these meetings, we're trying to get everything together. We're also, like you said, 16 out of 65 games. I think when you factor all that in, and then you factor in that he's going to be on a payroll for at least another season, and in order for you to get the type of coach that you need, you're going to have to pay a lot of money. Is the ownership group willing to do that? Are they willing to basically pay $6 to $8 million for someone else while you got Brett Brown, you're still owing him $5 million, and you're losing money during this pandemic? So I think that it could help them, keep his job if it doesn't come back.
Interesting. My opinion, for what it's worth, is I would move on whether they come back or not. I don't think they're going to do much when they do come back, although some people think that now they're healthy and this pandemic has given them time to rest and they're a lot better than they've shown this year. I just don't see any reason for Brett Brown to continue because I don't think they're going to advance or do much. They're six in the conference right now. We shall see. But let me ask you this. I believe it's Brett Brown that keeps saying the Sixers are built for the playoffs. What does that mean? We're built for the playoffs?
I think it means a lot of times, when they look at it, they have a half court team. You can basically, go to MV. But to me, it's really, they start really talking about built for the playoffs once they start struggling. Then all of a sudden say, hey, hold up. This team is built for the playoffs. This is built for the playoffs. Because when you really look at it, you can make an argument that is not built for the playoffs. And what I mean by that is in the playoffs is more of a half court game where you have a guy like Ben Simmons who's better off in the open floor.
Sure.
In the playoffs until he, I'm not going to say learn how to shoot, until he decides to shoot there. And if he has the ball in his hands, there are going to be teams that are going to sag away from him. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so. Sure.
Is not really built for the playoffs like they're saying, but it sounds good. Before it was one of those, we're going to play bully ball. We're going to do this. Oh, well, we got to wait until Christmas to figure out what we're doing. Oh, well, this team is built for the playoffs. So to me, it's kind of like a stall tactic, so to speak. But, when you look at it, you know, you see what they're talking about is Joel Embiid. They want him to be healthy. He's going to be a dominant guy, and you take it from there. But they're not built for the playoffs because you need a lot of shooters that you can depend on. You also, I mean, they don't even know who the starting lineup is going to be right now. So, you know, they hope that is built for the playoffs. But right now, I think that's a stall tactic.
All right, I like that. The honesty and the candor from Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Keith, injured or not, they have a very strong home record, best in the league, 29-2, but on the road, 10-24. And like I said, they've lost 10 of their last 11 road games. What does that tell you about a team that plays like that and is such a different animal on the road?
You know, it's weird. At first, initially, I thought that, okay, it takes a team a while for their players, you know, their new players to adjust. You know, when you're at home, you thrive off the crowd. You know what I mean? You get a little bit of emotion.
Yeah.
But when you're on the road and then things start going wrong, guys start pressing. They start panicking. The game turns into, one-on-one, I'm going to try to win it. Guys are trying to do too much. Secondly, you know, it also goes to a bench. You know, when you think about it, role players and bench players typically play better at home, again, because they're feeding off the energy of the crowd. And on the road, they tend to struggle. And if you look at the Sixers, it's typically been that way. Like a guy like Furkan Korkmaz will light it up at home. I mean, he'll light it up at home. And then he'll go on the road and he'll struggle. And it's that same way for a lot of the guys coming off the bench. So, you know, I think that initially I would say it was these guys being, you know, not familiar with each other. But when you break it down, it's just that, you know, they lack a bench. They don't really have a lot of shooters. And let's face it, the Sixers crowd, I mean, home, that's one of the most intimidating places to play. So they get a lot of energy from playing at home.
They certainly do. Like I said, 29 at home. Now, Keith, I thought it was very unfair that some facilities are open, like Portland and Cleveland already, and some by law cannot open. So it, to me, it's an unfair advantage for some teams, and some teams have to wait a little while. What do you think of that?
You know, I think that if we're going to sit here and think that at this particular time right about now that players are not working out, you know, we're a little confused because, you know, the thing is, you know, you're starting to see guys now going to either their own gyms or private gyms or whatever, like that they have access to and they're getting up shots. The thing is, when you come to this practice facility, you know, you have to have a mask on at all times until you get on the court, right? And then the guy who's working you out can't be near you. You have to have gloves on. You know, I think there's so many restrictions at this time that it really doesn't matter. The thing about basketball is you want to get into a rhythm. Right? You want to get into a rhythm. So let's just say a guy like Josh Richardson, who, you know, lives in Miami. You know, right now he can go anywhere in Miami or go to a place in Miami, you know, that's clean, work out with his trainer, get in a great workout. If he came back here or if he came to like in Portland or Cleveland, if he was there working out, you know, it would just be so much of ropes he has to go through just to get on the floor. And I think from a rhythm standpoint, it sets guys back. And that's why you notice, even though a lot of places are open, a lot of the teams aren't really doing it. You know what I mean? They're starting to now, but for the first couple of weeks, they weren't. So, you know, I don't think the advantage is as big as everyone says. Now, if they said that these guys were out here getting 5-on-5 open runs and, you know, working with the coaches and stuff like that, I would say, yeah, talking about the head coaches. But right now, I don't see it as being that much of an unfair advantage as most people think.
Keith, realistically, do you think there will be a continuation of this season? And if so, when?
Yeah, I do. I think that it will probably be in July, late July, if not early August, because I just feel like, you know, it's so much money to be lost. And that's the one thing that, you know, it's the elephant in the room. No one will come out and say it. But when you hear about it, you know, you got the small market teams, you know, pushing for it because they want to get that TV revenue. You know, they're looking at UFC. They're looking at the Korean baseball and seeing how TV is picking all this stuff up. And I think the NBA doesn't want to lose any more money, and they're going to come back. I mean, it's funny. Think about this. A couple of days ago, it was leaked out that the Players Association were going out and they were polling players. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wanted to know.
Yep.
But then next thing you know, the Players Association comes out and says, oh, that's not true. That's not true. And then it's leaked that LeBron James and, you know, the superstars of the league had a meeting where they wanted to form a united front. And then next thing you know, after that, it comes out that the Board of Governors meeting comes out and they're like, yes, we're optimistic that we're going to come back. To me, all that was damage control. They wanted, like, the players to know and think that everything is going to be great. And I think that they have so much on the line to whereas it's a money thing. They're going to come back because they want to make that money. I mean, that's just how it is. And I think it's going to happen. I think it will probably be late July, and if not early August, and we'll have a season. We'll have a continuation of the season.
It's all about the money. Keith, appreciate it, pal. Thanks for coming on, man. Stay healthy, and we'll catch up with you soon, bud.
Thanks for having me on, my man.
You got it, Keith. Keith Pompeo on the Comcast Business Hotline. Got to take a break. I'll give my thoughts on that ridiculousness of coming back in the near future with the coronavirus still out there in all its glory. I'll get to that on the other side. We'll continue the talk about racism. Marcus Hayes coming on at 10:10 to break down a couple of his articles that he wrote this week. And once again, I'm Joe Stasiak. I'm here till noon today. Stick around.
97.5, The Fanatic.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Whenever I hear of an injured person hiring such and such a lawyer, I wonder, why'd they choose that law firm? Did they see the lawyer on a big billboard, a radio ad, or maybe an advertisement on television or the back of a bus? Maybe they just Googled it and clicked the first name that showed up. And then almost all the time, I worry. I worry if they know what that lawyer is really all about. Do they know when the last time that lawyer tried a personal injury case, or maybe if they ever even did? Does the lawyer have the resources to get the most for the client, or does the lawyer need the money more than the client does? And you'd be surprised to hear how many do. Here's my advice. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As the largest personal injury firm in America, there's really nothing like us. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Offices, Philadelphia. There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kindler, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpolesBakery.com.
Hey, Mark Farzetta here. Warnings about COVID-19 are particularly worrisome to cancer patients whose treatments can weaken their immune systems, making them more susceptible to illness. Social distancing is critical now because you can spread the virus to others even if you're not displaying any symptoms. The American Association for Cancer Research reminds us to follow all CDC guidelines to protect this vulnerable population. Thank you for caring for our community in this way. Learn about the progress towards curing and preventing cancer at AACR.org.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for. It's time for the return of mixed martial arts. Fighting for your bet, the reigning, defending, undisputed champion of sports bettors in Pennsylvania, Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Place your bets on the Warriors inside the cage. Bet Rivers Sportsbook.
Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
O'Reilly.
Could your car use a spring cleaning? Now's the time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Clean Car Month for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new, like Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $4.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. Save big on your spring cleaning car products today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
You know Beasley Media for the massive radio brands in Philadelphia like 97.5 The Fanatic. But did you also know that we're experts in advertising and growing successful brands through digital? We can help create video commercials, put your ads on websites, and even create targeted social posts to reach your potential customers. Our team of brand builders can do that and so much more to help your business grow. Email Beasley Media Digital Team now at experts@bbgi.com. That's experts@bbgi.com.
97.5 The Fanatic FM Radio. 97.5thefanatic.com. The free Fanatic app. Plus Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
That's a big time stuff, bro.
All right, welcome back. Pat Egan. Getting up early for this one. He's with me till noontime today. You on after me, brother, or just...
No, I go home and sleep.
So they just bring you in for the big show.
Is that what we're calling the show?
I think that's what we're calling it.
It's fun to pretend.
I'm making a proposal for this to be my permanent slot. What do you think? How do I sound in the morning slot on Sunday? I sound awake, energetic.
I feel like you're best at 2 a.m.?
When no one's listening?
The 2 a.m. shift. It's got Joe Stasek written all over it.
The proverbial tree that falls in the forest. Speaking of black sportscasters, there's a guy who's on our air, and you might know it, on syndication at night, who I love. His name's Freddie. Is it Freddie Coleman?
Freddie Coleman.
I think he's great.
Yeah, he's really good.
And really good. He does...
He pissed me off this past week, but he was really
what
good.
What did he do?
It was the Blake Snell stuff.
He didn't like the Blake
Snell? Him and Ian Fitzsimmons, who he does the show with, they were ripping Blake Snell.
I liked what Blake Snell said.
I love what Blake Snell said.
This was and
I was actually texting a guy who we used to work with, Alan Yates, who was up with ESPN in Bristol. He works with ESPN Radio. And I was here and I was texting Yates, like, dude, what the hell are they talking about? Because they were going off on Snell and blasting him for his comments. And me and Alan were on the same page, so it was a good back and forth, but... Yeah, I was texting him about the whole angle of them bashing him for dare wanting his money.
And I know you just told me you have that sound. I'm going to play it in a second, or Pat's going to play it in a second. But this whole thing about baseball starting July 1st, I think is ridiculous. First of all, it's going to be a logistical nightmare. Not that I care. That's on them. But for all the testing they need and all the danger that it presents... I don't blame Blake Snell, to be honest. In my county, in Chester County, there's a 10% death rate. All right? Almost 5 million people globally have died from this. 5 million people. Over 88,000 in this country. And about 6,000 this weekend. Have died from this disease. It's not like influenza, where most people, you know, get past it nowadays.
No, some guy on Facebook told me it was the same thing as the flu. So I mean, I got to believe
him. Well, you got to go with that.
Yeah, I got to believe him.
You got to go with him.
He was known for ripping bong hits in high school, but he's woke. He knows. He did some YouTube research. He's aware.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The risk, and Blake Snell is a pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, and Bryce Harper came out and backed them up because apparently I think the proposal is that the owners want to give the players half of their salary this year for playing half the games. And then it gets cut down again in half because there's revenue sharing and there's some other things that is going to come out of the players' pockets. No attendance this year. I believe that's going to cost the owners $4 billion collectively. But there's a risk. you know, whether you go through all the precautions and whatnot and everyone's temperature is checked and, you know, I heard that they might test the guy who has symptoms, but the guys he was hanging around will not get tested. I there's some things that I didn't like what I heard with what baseball's doing. And to be honest, I can't wait for games to get back. But objectively, I think it's way too early. I really do. And it's a sad day when I become the voice of reason around here. And I think that's a bigger problem than the pandemic, is that I'm saying that I don't think they should come back this quickly. And they're talking about July 1st. And I just talked to Keith Pompeo of the Philadelphia Inquirer. He says at least the NBA is thinking end of July. I still think, again, if there weren't so many greedy people out there, I get it. If I was invested and I had a lot of money on the line, too, I'd want to move things along and expedite the situation. But we're talking about a disease that kills. And Blake Snell, basically, he was making like $1 million a year last year, but he got bumped. His salary is now $7 million per year. And this was Blake Snell earlier this week, his opinion on taking a pay cut. That sounded good.
Bro, y'all got to understand, too, because y'all going to be like, bro, Blake, play for the love of the game, man. What's wrong with you, bro? Money should not be a thing. Bro, I'm risking my life. What do you mean it should not be a thing? It 100% should be a thing. If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid. I should not be getting half of what I'm getting paid because the season's cut in half on top of a 33% cut of the half that's already there. So I'm really getting like 25%. On top of that, it's getting taxed. So imagine how much I'm actually making to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't making shit. And on top of that, so all that money's gone. And now I play risking my life. And if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that? Oh, yeah, that's in my body forever. That damage is not going to be like the damage that was done to my body. That's going to be there forever. So now I got to play with that on top of that. So y'all got to understand, man, for me to take a pay cut is not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season, less pay. Like, bro, it's, yeah, man, I got to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine.
Now, that soundbite doesn't play for Joe Working Class, and I get it, and he sounds, I mean, you can make a case, well, he's spoiled and he's already making a ton of money, even if he gets half of half, blah, blah, blah. But all things are relative. These guys are paid, compensated for what they're worth and what their market value is. And half would be fine. I'd be fine if the players got half, but then they're getting cut out another half. And I just think the whole thing's a big risk. And I know the owners and Rob Manfred, the commissioner, they want to get the ball rolling again. I just think they're not prepared logistically to handle this thing, and we don't have a grasp of it yet globally or nationally. I think it's still very prevalent out there, and 2,000 people a day are dying in this country, and I don't blame him for not wanting to take the risk. Of course, he does put a price on it. If he does get full pay, he will play, so he'll take that risk. If he gets full pay, he doesn't mind the risk at that point. But, hey, he doesn't have to play at all. You know, if it's too much of a risk, and they said that, they're not going to force you to play. But he wants the whole shebang, and there are some folks that think he's being greedy because, like I said, Mark or Joe, Working Class, making $15 an hour delivering packages or slinging pizza or working at Target, they don't want to hear that. You know, they're out there. You know, they're out there in public. Target's open. Wegmans is open. They're running risks. They're getting $12 an hour. So I know that doesn't play well for, like, the average American. But I can see to a degree where Blake Snell's coming from, mostly because I'm anti-ownership. I really am. I think they're the greediest people on earth. So I actually lean towards the player and the Players Association here. So whatever Blake Snell wants to do, that's fine. If the players want to take half, that's fine. If they want to fight for their whole thing, doesn't bother me. I just think the whole thing is ridiculous coming back that soon. You know, at this point, and I would hate to see everything go away. I just would. Because I'm dying. I mean, my what is it? It's May 17th. I think it was 10 years ago yesterday that the Flyers beat the Bruins in Game 7 coming back from 3-0 down. I'm thinking about the good old days, and I miss my playoff hockey. Even if the Flyers aren't in it, I'm glued to the set every night. I have none of that. I remember how good the NBA playoffs were last year. I mean, I don't worry about baseball really until it gets towards September-ish, but it's still, you know, Phils are fun when they're playing well. I miss it, but I think objectively and for safety reasons, I think they should either bag it or it's going to be a while. I'm thinking like September just to be safe, and they're talking about July, which I think is really irresponsible, in my opinion. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Marcus Hayes coming up at 10:10. Mark and Tom, hang around. We're coming right back.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Right now, you need dependable internet and endless entertainment. Xfinity has you covered with reliably fast speeds and protection for your Wi-Fi connected devices with advanced security. Plus, get the most in-home Wi-Fi coverage with xFi Pods. And when it comes to TV, Xfinity is your home for all your streaming apps. You'll even get Peacock Premium included at no extra cost. We'll also get you up and running quickly with contactless service visits and equipment drop-off. So whether you need to tackle a presentation, a science project, or just your new favorite show in your new favorite sweatpants, Xfinity is here to make it all simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for as low as $54.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Plus, you'll get advanced security included when you get the XFi Gateway. To schedule your free contactless delivery, visit Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 6/15/20. Restrictions apply. New Choice Double Play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee, extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Are you tired of dealing with your old drafty windows and doors in your house? Well, maybe it's time you finally go Guida. My good friends at Guida Door and Window will help make your window and door replacement project more affordable with their buy one, get one half off sale. That's right. For every door or window you buy, you'll get the second one at 50% off. And you can mix and match these savings to suit your own needs. Buy an entry door, get half off a storm door. Buy a patio door, get 50% off a window. Need to replace all the windows and doors in your house? Then you'll save 50% on half of your project. The more you need, the more you'll save. Plus, Guida is making it easier for you to afford your project, no money down. And interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Act now. This offer is for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or check them out online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. But when it comes to the safety of their patients, there's no such thing as good enough. That's why the offices of Rothman Orthopedics are now open with new layers of protection, like customized safety protocols based on the latest CDC guidelines, modified office cleanings, and a whole host of extra precautions. And if you're not ready to come in, you can also schedule a virtual visit. Because no matter what life throws your way, Rothman Orthopedics can help you get past pain and be what you were. Learn more at RothmanOrtho.com/ready.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Burns Honda would like to thank those on the front lines during these unprecedented times. Doctors, nurses, emergency responders, grocery employees, and our police and firefighters. Visit BurnsHonda.com to learn how you can join Burns Honda in thanking those who matter most. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
With Advance Auto Parts, you can get the part you need from the comfort of your garage. We have a wide variety of parts in stock, and you can get them fast. Order online with Advance Same Day and get your part with same day pickup in store, same day curbside, or same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get the part you need, where you need it, when you need it. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Got an electrical or HVAC problem in your home that you've been ignoring because you're not sure about letting a technician into your home? Rayner Services in South Jersey is owned by former nurse Carrie Rayner. She herself trained her service techs on safety and sanitizing protocol. For safe electrical or HVAC service you can really trust, visit RaynerServices.com. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart. The voice of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
Home of the Sixers and Flyers.
Yeah, let the big dog hunt.
My man Keith Jackson, that was from the Miami-Florida State game, 1992. It was replayed this week on ESPN. Got to hear my man with Bob Greasy. Boy, have times changed. A lot of wide rights, one wide left. It was a good week for Hurricane football. I'm Joe Stasiak. I'm here till noon. Pat Egan behind the glass, taking your call, 610-632-0975. Marcus Hayes coming up at 10:10 from the Philadelphia Inquirer. If I could reset, we've talked about the first one being the Rooney Rule and how they are expanding or looking to propose new rules to the Rooney Rule in the National Football League. Right now, teams have to interview at least one minority for a head coaching vacancy. With the new Rooney Rule, they're going to double that. You'll have to interview two candidates for a head coaching position. And then, of course, if one of your guys goes, you let one of your coaches go, assistants go, and he becomes a coordinator for another team. You get a compensatory fifth round pick. You can move up four spots. Three spots. You get a third round pick. If you get a fifth round pick to any team whose minority assistant leaves to become a coordinator, like a big time coordinator, defensive, offensive, or special teams with another team. You get a third-round pick if a minority coach or front office guy on your team goes on to be a coach or GM of another team. You get a fourth-round compensatory pick if you hire a coach and he's there, a head coach, and he's there more than one season. You can move up six spots from your allocated third-round pick position. If you hire a minority head coach before his second season, same thing goes with a GM or president, except you can move up 10 spots from where you are slotted in the third round prior to the second year of said GM or president. So again, they're incentivizing you to hire minorities, because right now it's about 70%, 30% non-white to minority ratio in terms of NFL coaches and executives. What do you think of that? We've also talked about Blake Snell, his comments about he wants the full load of his contract. He's not going to play. It's too risky. My thing is, I think it's just too risky in general for baseball to come back that soon. I don't see how they're going to do that. First of all, logistically, nightmare. Their packet that they sent out already in terms of how to deal with the coronavirus to their players is 80 pages long. 80 pages. The preventative, you know, manuscript for COVID-19 and the process you need to go through, what you need to do, what you shouldn't do, and if baseball resumes. I just think they're forcing it, and it's a risky proposition because, again, they're not fooling around with the flu. This is a deadly virus. That's why the world is shut down. This isn't regional. It's not even national. It's global. The world is shut down pretty much. That should tell you something. These greedy bastards, these owners trying to push. Listen, I want to see it too. I want to see games. I think it's ridiculous that they're trying to force it this soon. I'm thinking September. I'm thinking football might not even start on time to be safe. And they have a nice contingency plan because of the way their schedule is laid out and how far down the road it is. But I think the NBA and the NHL, I don't know how they're going to swing that. You can do all the preventative precautionary measures you want. But at the end of the day, when the ball's thrown up or the puck is dropped, you're going head-to-head against opposing players with sweat, saliva, slinging it around. And it's just going to be, it's dangerous. And that's coming from me. Let's go to Mark in South Jersey on 97.5 The Fennec. What's up, Marco?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
How you doing, bud?
Good. So I want to touch on the Blake Snell thing, but just to the point that you were just making, I think that it's a double-edged sword to be in the position to have to make a decision on whether to come back or not, right? As a commissioner, as an owner, whatever the case may be, it's a double-edged sword, right? Because you're going to take heat from the ones that wanted to come back, and then you're going to take heat from the ones that say, hey, listen, it's not safe to come back. So I get that, right? So it kind of ties into to the Blake Snell thing for me, because I look at it like this. You know, I heard Blake Snell's comments earlier in the week, and I also heard Bryce Harper, chime in on Twitter. And my immediate reaction was, interesting. You know, that's interesting that Harper's following that. And I don't know if you noticed it, and you can touch on it afterwards if you want, but Bryce Harper wrote or he posted an entire plan on how to make – yeah, I thought it was interesting. I thought, wow, we have a guy on our team – who genuinely cares about the game more than we probably thought he did, to spend the time, instead of relaxing and enjoying his time with his family, he's worrying about how to come up with plans and suggestions to bring baseball back. So I thought that was interesting. But as Joe, regular Joe worker in this United States, like I am, I'm a small business owner, I'm out here working. I don't look at it the same way as some other people do. They say, oh, well, that person, he's crying about $7 million because he's only going to get two. Well, I look at it in a certain way. I say, listen, that guy has built up a lifestyle that he lives off of what he makes, right? So, in other words, if I'm making $100,000 a year and my expenses are $70,000 for me and my family, I know that I have a $30,000 cushion, without counting taxes. But all of a sudden, they say you have to take a pay cut, you have to make 30. You're like, wait a minute, how am I going to meet the current financial demands that I have, whether it's my kids' college fund, college tuition prices, whatever it is. So I think it's wrong for the regular American to say, whoa, he's a millionaire. What is he crying about? Well, we don't know what his expenses are. We don't know his tax bracket, what he has to pay for that. We don't know, what he has to pay on a daily basis or weekly basis. So we have to take a step back, and we're always so quick to say, to throw stones at them and say, oh, you you're crying about, not making $20 million, you're only making 10, and that. Well, listen, he may have financial obligations that require that $20 million. We don't know that. So for him to try to defend that, it's the same as us defending our $100,000 salary. So I applaud him, and I applaud Bryce Harper too.
All right, appreciate it, Mark. Let's go to Tom in Allentown. You're on 97.5 The Fennec. What's up, Tom?
Yeah, hey, good morning, Joe.
All right, buddy.
Long-time listener. It's a great day out here in Allentown. It's very nice. It's sunny and
beautiful out, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Enjoy it, my friend.
So, yeah. I'm a landscaper, and so I'm self-employed as well. And I was listening to the gentleman before me, Mark, and yourself, and I've heard this guy, I drive around the truck, get out, do estimates, run around my guys, I got 10 guys working, but as an owner, my first responsibility is to my guys. We have CDC policies in place here that I insist that they follow, certain things, and it's only two pages. It's not 80 pages like the MLB, right? But, do these guys have a choice to play or not?
Yes, they do. They do not have to play.
Stay home.
That's what I said. Yeah.
End the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Stay home, buddy. You don't want to play for, $3.5 million for half the season that you're getting seven, then stay home. It's that simple, Stop crying. He is not a sympathetic person in today's environment with the way the economy is, with the way, 36 million people are out of work. That's almost 20% of the working public that don't have a job right now and are scraping to get by, you know. And that is not counting the other population that lived paycheck to paycheck, and now they're waiting for Pennsylvania to send them an unemployment check for months.
I appreciate the call, Tom. With regards to Blake Snell, listen, he can do what he wants. I won't think less of him if he doesn't play at home. It's fine. If you're too concerned, if the money's not enough for you to accept the risk, I have no problem if he sits home. He's not forced to play. It's a risk. I don't blame guys for maybe not wanting to get back out there, especially the discount rate. Go ahead.
What's going
to
crack me up, though, is if he stays home, people will rip him for staying home.
Of course they will. Oh, he's going to get trashed for staying home.
And I know this is going to sound very callous. He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care about how many people are on unemployment and all that because he cares about himself. And you out there, the listener, probably when your hours got cut, when you lost your job, you weren't thinking about other people in that moment. You were thinking about you, your current situation. And he's doing the same thing. He's thinking about his current situation. He's not sitting there going, well, you know, I'm happy to be paying for one third of what I signed for. That's the thing. Tom said it was 3.5. It's
wasn't.
Not.
He gets cut
he's
in half
fine
again.
With it getting cut in half.
Yeah, he's fine with it getting cut in half.
MLB's fine with it getting cut in half. The owners are now asking them to take that half and then cut that by 33%. So I did the math. 33% of what the $7 million he was going to get on top of the agent fee, he's getting about 2.2. And that's not even including tax because he plays in Florida where there's no income tax. But every state that he plays outside of Florida, which is a lot, you have to file income tax for every one of those states. So he's going to be making less than, you know, $2 million, which, look, $2 million is a lot of money. Okay, I would kill for $2 million. My point is, though, let's think about this. Like, what would you do in this situation? No one's happy about losing their money, losing their jobs, getting their salary cut. Neither is he. And he voiced it. But he shouldn't be able to voice it because he makes a lot more money than you. I mean, at what point does it stop? Because if you're making $20 an hour, then the guy that's making $15 an hour, if he voices it, his displeasure, is that okay now? Because you're making more and he's making less? I mean, can't we all just say the situation sucks? And just realize that it's not fun?
Not fun at all.
I mean, and you're right. Like, nobody's happy about that. The owners are sitting there collecting their fat stacks. And this guy, an employee, goes off and says what we probably all want to say to our bosses at one time or another. And we're ripping him because he's a millionaire and he doesn't, quote, have the audacity? Come on.
If he can forego the 2.2 a year, hey, knock yourself out. If you're worried about getting the disease and whatnot. And, it is a risk. You know, one guy gets it. I could see it going right down the roster. That's why I think it's irresponsible for baseball, because at least the other sports, they're slowly opening their doors. The NHL has not yet. The NFL, they were going to go uniform. And I think Roger Goodell said a couple weeks ago that, everybody's doors should open at the same time, but now I think it's going to be like, well, whoever is available or allowed to let players who need to rehab into the building, that's the way it's going to be. But here's a guy who wrote an article about just that subject this week. His name is Marcus Hayes from the Philadelphia Inquirer. How are you, Marcus?
Good morning, Joe. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm tremendous, my man. I was just playing off your article. You talked about how the Eagles and Sixers should not play again until everyone can get tested for the coronavirus. Tell us the theme of your story.
Well, the headline has actually changed a little bit from what I had sort of envisioned it to be and submitted. The theme of the article was no team should resume before any other team. It's just a competitive advantage if your guys can go work with even player development coaches and have access to strength and conditioning people and things like that. It's just not fair for, say, the Atlanta Hawks to go back when the Sixers still can't.
Right, I agree with that.
And, you know, similarly, if the Eagles can't access their facility, which they won't be able to because of Governor Wolf's restrictions and Mayor Kenney's restrictions, if they can't access their facility, then, you know, why should the Cowboys be able to? it seems, you know, grossly unfair and just completely illogical. Furthermore, the NBA and the NFL, they're going to have, in order to access these facilities, they're, all the players and all the personnel have to be screened every day, whether they're being self-screened at home, you know, monitoring whatever symptoms they might have. If somebody gets a sore throat or somebody gets a fever, you know, they alert the team and, you know, then they get a test. But the reality is if, so they're not, everybody's being tested every day or twice a week or whatever. But the reality is if, say, one of the Eagles, training staff who comes into contact with the 12 to 15 players who are allowed into the facility because they're rehabbing, if one of those people tests positive, you know everybody that's come in contact with them is going to get a test, even if they're asymptomatic. Asymptomatic testing is not available really anywhere in the country at this point, and that's just not fair.
Well, how can it be available to them?
Well, that's the thing. It will be available to them because they are in the NFL or they're in the NBA. Major League Baseball is the only entity that's admitted that they will give asymptomatic testing twice a week to their players and staff, everybody involved, if and when Major League Baseball comes back in June, which is just abominable because there is no argument to be made where Bryce Harper could be tested twice a week asymptomatically and my wife, who's a doctor, can't be tested asymptomatically at all.
I totally agree. I think it's ridiculous. And like I was asking and alluding to, well, who decide? How is it made available to them and not, like you said, your wife or some other healthcare workers? I mean, how are they able to get the testing done?
Well, you know, the same way that the Sixers were tested as a team after they played, you know, a week after they played the Utah Jazz and the day, I want to say 3 or 4 days after they played the Detroit Pistons, both of whom had players test positive, they stepped to the front of the line. It's just that simple. The federal government allows rich people to be tested and poor people to not be tested. That's what it is. And it's wrong. You know, not only that, most of the people being tested are in the lowest risk groups.
Which there's quite a disparity there. You're right, Marcus. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think they are trying to, especially Major League Baseball, come back too quickly?
Again, I've sounded like a broken record since January 20th, 2020. I have been completely consumed by the coronavirus for 4 months now, maybe a little bit less. The only thing that really matters is rapid mass testing. That is the crux of pandemic control. That's it. You figure out who has it, you isolate them, you figure out who they've come in contact with, and you try to isolate them too. That's how you stop it. And our federal government has done virtually nothing, especially compared to what they could do, to protect its citizenry and protect its frontline workers. So is it too quick? It's too quick in the context of the world we live in because we don't have enough testing. We're testing about 250,000, 300,000 people a day on a good day. It should be, you know, four or five times that considering our industrial capacities.
Interesting.
Everyone should be able to get an asymptomatic test. I'll give you an example. Yeah. Wuhan, the city of Wuhan, has a 10-day window in which they want to test every single citizen, 13 million people. Okay? The United States, in its entirety, in that time, will test 2.5 million people. So one city in China will test all of its citizens in the same amount of time that the United States will test a quarter as many citizens. It's unconscionable. So, yeah, to answer your question, no sports should come back until all people can get asymptomatic testing. There's no argument against it. It's absolutely inhumane.
I agree. Totally agree and said that earlier. Let me switch gears a little bit, Bud, because you wrote an article referring to Jadeveon Clowney and the Eagles. You made a case for the Eagles because last year I was among the members of the media who were clamoring for Jadeveon Clowney. I thought they needed help on the edge. He is injury prone. He didn't have a great year last year. He cost a lot of money. But you have to weigh that versus what they don't have. And they lost Vinnie Curry, and they have a lot of guys who are guys that may or may not be able to play. Josh Sweat, Sharif Miller. Your thoughts on the Eagles? Should they go out and seek Jadeveon Clowney or take a pass?
Last season, before the start of the season, when Clowney was available via trade and LeSean McCoy was going to be cut, I wrote a column saying they should pursue both of them. Jadeveon Clowney knocked him out of the playoffs, and LeSean McCoy, even though he wasn't a huge factor down the stretch, won a Super Bowl ring.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I loved Jadeveon Clowney last year for $8 million and a third-round pick. I don't like him this year for $15 to $20 million, even on a one-year deal, because the Eagles are about $24 million below the cap. That eats up more than half of their cap this year, and they don't get to roll as much over for next year. And, you know, they probably need to extend Dallas Goedert and or Zach Ertz this year. They've got a lot of money that they need to spend in the short term. And they're projected $50 million over the cap next year. And I know what you're thinking is, well, you know, the iron is hot. It's time to strike. Is it really? Do you think that they can beat San Francisco? Do you think that they're in the same league as Kansas City right now? If you look at the moves they made, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. You know, maybe Javon Hargraves is a, you know, get better right now move. I don't think so. I think Javon Hargraves is a, you know, keep good for a couple of years move on the defensive line at defensive tackle. Maybe Darius Slay is a get better right now move. I don't think so. I think he's an admission that they have about a 2 or 3 year window with Carson Wentz and Lane Johnson and Jason Kelsey and Brandon Brooks, where they can possibly contend within 2 or 3 years. And the fact that they didn't re-sign Jason Peters, who had a pretty good year in the games where he played, and are you know, ceding that position to Andre Dillard, indicates to me they think they're a year or two away. If you think you can win right now, then yeah, you sell the farm and go for it, which is where I thought they were last year. And I would have paid him his entire $15 million. If you remember, the Texans paid him seven of the $15 million, and he only cost Seattle $8 million.
Right.
And he wound up being the 11th most effective edge player, according to Pro Football Focus, which has become more and more accurate.
Yeah.
So, but this year, no, I don't think he's worth it short-term or long-term, because I don't think they can win it all right now. I think they can get better, but I don't think they can win it all right now.
On paper, I'm going to do a whole segment on this. On paper, are they better or worse than last year?
Everything depends on the health of the two wide receivers. If Alshon Jeffrey can give them, I don't think Alshon Jeffrey is going to contribute much in September. I don't think he's going to be fully back from his Lisfranc sprain in his foot. But if he can give them 12 games, and Deshaun, who's averaging something like, you know, well, including last year, he's averaging something like 10 games per season last 5 seasons. If he can give them 12 games, then I could see them, you know, I would expect them to win the division regardless, even though Dallas is very, very talented offensively, but they have a new coach and the offseason might hurt them.
Right, sure.
I expect them to win the division, but, you know, they could wind up with a, you know, maybe a 3 seed and maybe even a 2 seed, depending on like how New Orleans does or Seattle, and how their schedule shake out and with the health of their quarterbacks. But I just don't see them in the same zip code, the area code, as San Francisco, and certainly not in the same zip code or area code as Kansas City. So I just don't see them. I don't see their capability. And remember, Kansas City won the Super Bowl despite a raft of injuries last year.
Yes, they did. They did.
And they did. I don't think LeSean McCoy was active for the Super Bowl.
He was not.
I mean, that's how good and deep that team is. And honestly, you know, I don't really care if the Eagles win or lose, and never have since I've been here. I tend to root for people, you know. I would love to see Andy Reid win like 3 in a row.
You're a big Andy guy.
I really
would. You're a big Andy guy.
I'm not a big Andy guy, but he's in a position right now where he can be rewarded for dedicating, really dedicating his life to his family, his religion, and football. And there's never been a scandal. There's never been an issue. His former players love him. His former coaches love him.
Yeah.
He's done it right.
Everyone loves him.
Anybody deserves to be lionized as like the modern day Halas or the modern day Lombardi, it's Andy Reid. It certainly isn't Bill Belichick.
Well, I certainly think he solidified his place in Canton with that Super Bowl win. Brother, we appreciate it. Always great talking to you. I'll catch you next weekend.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
Stay healthy, my friend. Marcus Hayes from the Comcast Business Hotline. Lots to cover today. I do want to get into whether the Eagles are better or worse on paper now that the dust has settled a little bit. And I want to talk about Jadeveon Clowney. I was a big proponent in bringing him here last year. I'll tell you what I think this year on the other side. I'm Joe Stazak, 610-632-0975. Coming right back.
97.5, The Fanatic.
To help keep your home up and running, the Home Depot has the appliance help you can count on. Download the Home Depot app or visit homedepot.com to search for savings on top brands like GE, with ratings and reviews to give you confidence, special buy savings, and free delivery. You'll get the appliances you need to keep your home running without even leaving home. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Free delivery on purchases of $396 or more. Continental U.S. only.
At Macy's, we know small things can make a difference. That's why everyone gets free shipping on orders of $25 or more at Macy's.com. So it's easier to get everything sent right to your door. And it's a great time to stock up and save with an extra 25% off regular sale and clearance prices. That's on top of already great savings on warm weather essentials like sandals, shorts, tops, and tees, and home updates like lighter layers for bedtime, dinnerware for outdoors, and so much more at Macy's.com. Some exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Okay, everyone, I'm about to say the dreaded word no one wants to hear. Are you ready? Stucco. Yes, stucco. I am Corey Rutter of Rutter Roofing, and we specialize in total stucco replacement projects. We are James Hardy Alliance Partners and 5-star CertainTeed vinyl installers. We have the best options for removing the stucco and all the rotting wood behind it, replacing it with safe, beautiful, and efficient siding and windows that come with an incredible return on investment. Think Rutter for all stucco replacements. Go to RutterRoofing.com today and start designing the new look of your home.
Colin Cowherd here. Fox Bet's the new sports wagering app from Fox Sports. But did you know it's also the go-to for poker and casino games? No matter what you play, now's when to start. Because Fox Bet's giving new customers a match deposit bonus up to $500. And your first bet is risk-free up to $500 if it doesn't hit. The Fox Bet app. Download it today.
Pennsylvania and New Jersey only. In partnership with Mountaineer. 21 and over. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Sometimes you just need a warm, soft pretzel. Go to PhillyPretzelFactory.com and enter your zip code to find an open store near you. Philly Pretzel Factory, where better gets made. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
With all the overtime our appliances have been taking on these last several weeks, it wouldn't be shocking if one called it quits. Silver lining? Maybe you wanted a new one anyway. Lowe's has you covered during our appliance savings event, with 12-month special financing to help with the unexpected. And up to 40% off select appliances, including the best brands to fit your style and budget. Plus, we'll even deliver for free. Download our app or shop Lowe's.com today. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $299 or more. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Sports Talk for Haynesport and all of Burlington County.
97.5. The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back to the show. We are halfway home. Hate when that happens. We are flying by. It's a beautiful Sunday morning out there in the Delaware Valley. Get out if you can. Take a walk. The big part of our day is either when we're out, like, planting a few flowers or watering the grass. Not the grass, the flowers that we just planted. Or going to Target. That's a big day. I'm always looking to, like, get out of the house. Anyone need anything at Target? I'll go. Wegmans, I'm there. Walmart. Honestly, this thing doesn't scare me. Of course, I'm the guy who says it only happens to other people. But objectively, if I drop my Superman complex, I do think it's a dangerous situation, and I think baseball is trying to come back way too early. Way too early. And all the logistics, I know it's up to them to implement them, and it's going to be a massive undertaking to make it work and still play in front of no fans. Again, I'd watch, you know, you pump in some ambient crowd noise. I don't care. I played high school hockey, you know, on the road. At home we had people, but on the road it was empty. So it's, you know, you could hear the puck hitting the side of the goal or someone yapping at a defenseman. You'll be able to hear a lot more because they have microphones around the glass. Won't be quite as exciting, but I'd still watch. I just think it's dangerous. You can take all the precautions in the world that you want, but when the puck drops or the ball gets tossed up, it's hand-to-hand combat. You're face-to-face defending the other guy, the opposition, driving down the lane, knocking guys over. In hockey, you're digging, mucking, and grinding in the corners and whatnot. Sweat's flying. You're spewing spit. It's all over the place. I could see someone contracting it and it going right down the roster for some poor team or maybe multiple teams. You know, we don't have our arms around this yet. It just basically started. March, we were given our orders to stay home. March 11th or 12th. It just passed the two-month mark. This is a global pandemic. This isn't national. It's not local. It's not regional. It's global. 4.46 million people globally have died from this. Everyone's doing it. How many... In this country, I'm looking for the numbers. I wrote down the numbers in terms of, oh, here we go. Okay. 88,700 deaths so far in the United States. Approaching 100,000 deaths and about 2,000 a day. A little less now. There are places where this thing is still raging and baseball wants to come back that quickly. Man, Marcus is right. Why do these guys have the luxury of getting tested asymptomatically? They go over to the front of the line. I know sports is important, believe it or not. But, and this is coming from me, and I'm, you know, self-proclaimed sexist and sportsist. To me, it's more important that the healthcare workers and the first responders and the people really dealing with this, dealing with others who are suffering from this, they need to be tested first. People at high risk need to be tested first. These athletes, they're low risk. All these guys are low risk. And you're telling me they're going to allow testing for these athletes, but not for the common folk? And our federal government has dropped the ball on this big time with the lack of testing we have, the lack of the ability to get our arms around this thing. I just think it's, again, I'd love to see hockey. I'd love to see my playoffs. I don't know how it would look optically. You know, usually even if the Flyers get bounced, I'm dialed in until June 13th or whenever that cup is hoisted. I think I've missed two cup presentations since I was five, both because I was working at the Princeton that night. One was when the Penguins beat the North Stars 8-1 in Game 6, and the Canadiens won in 86, I think. Both those times. Other than that, I need to see my cup. I'm dying to see, you know, another cup presentation. Flyers probably won't be in it, but they were on a roll. This was the worst time this could happen for the Flyers. They were getting things together. I'd love to see the NHL resume, but I just think it's way too early. And as much as I would be disappointed if both seasons were canceled, I wouldn't complain about it. I think this is serious stuff. Now, getting back to Blake Snell and his comments, I'm kind of ambivalent on Blake Snell. He can do what he wants. I know it. The optics are bad, and I get it because Joe Working Class doesn't want to hear it from Blake Snell, who not only will get his salary cut in half to $3.5 million, which he said he'd play for, but it gets cut again another 33%, bringing it down to $2.2 million. He says the risk is too great to play at that number, even though that's more than double what he was making last year. Listen, he can do what he wants. Again, I know the working class folk doesn't want to hear it. But all things being relative, he thinks he's worth X. He doesn't want to put his life at risk and play for Y when he's agreed to Z. So, you know, again, initially, my initial reaction was, you know, that's a bad look. And I thought about it, and I listened to him again, and I listened to some other folks coming to his aid, and he didn't get a lot of backlash from his fellow colleagues around the league.
No, it's because they all agree with him.
They all agree with him. That's exactly right. I know you agree with him.
Hardcore agree with him. I'll always take the player side over the owner side. But to your point, Joe Working Class, that is pissed off out there, I think you might not realize it. This is nothing more than jealousy. It's nothing more than the fact that, and I'm not even talking the money issue. It's the fact that we all wish that when our hours got cut, when we lost our jobs, that we could have told our bosses to stick it. He's doing that. He's able to do that. We're not. We have bills, you know, we don't have millions in the bank. We don't have his salary. So we don't have the luxury of saying, yeah, I'm not coming in then. He does, and he did it. But us, the sports fans, can't sit there and be like, oh, you know, quit whining. Get out there. Because he is risking his life. Every time we go outside, we're risking our life. If I go to Wawa, I'm risking my life.
You are. You actually are.
And you know, the risk is not anywhere near what a doctor or a police officer has.
Right.
But there's a reason there's a stay-at-home order. So he is risking his life. And yeah, if my boss came to me and cut my salary to basically a third, if I had the ability to say, yeah, all right, thanks but no thanks, yeah, I'd do it. And I'm pretty sure everybody out there would do it if you had the ability to do it. 98% of listeners out there don't have the ability to do it. So we see him and we see what he's able to do and we're pissed off about it. Which, it's like, no, you would probably do the same thing if you were in his situation. You wouldn't want to go to work for one third of what you were promised. I don't care what the time is, because you're not sitting there thinking, yeah, well, I mean, I know they're offering me a third, but there's a lot of people out of work. No, you're thinking about you in this situation. You know, and all of these post-apocalyptic, or these movies where there's a pandemic and, you know, all of a sudden the world's coming to an end. What do you see? You see people rushing to stores and just raiding it. And they're not looking out. They're not saying, excuse me, right? They're not minding their P's and Q's. They're looking out for them. That's what he's doing. He's looking out for him. I'm sure you're not concerned about what your neighbor's finances are. You're concerned about what your finances are.
So you think it's an ego thing that I agree to this. I'm going to play for this, or I'm not going to play. Or is he really concerned about his safety? Because he does put a price on it. He says, if I get paid this, I will play and risk my life.
I think it's partly ego, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably both of it. Ego definitely, I think, has a role in it, for sure.
Yeah.
Because this is a guy who won a Cy Young Award and was named one of the top two pitchers in baseball and was doing it for $500,000, $750,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he cashes in. The first year, he's really going to cash in on a contract, and he's being told, no, we're going to pay you one third, while your owner is just adding on to his wealth. That's all the owners are doing. They're just adding onto the wealth. Take the franchise that's making the least amount of money because of revenue sharing that owner is cashing in. I mean, you look at the Florida Marlins with their former owner, Jeffrey Loria. That franchise has about as many people in the stands as there are in the building right now, and there's about seven of us here total. And yet, he was able to get a new stadium built for free, mind you, all on taxpayer money, flip the franchise for a profit, and cash in. So the players are sitting there looking at it like, hold the phone, I'm the bad guy here? Because of what the owners perpetuated this narrative that if baseball doesn't get played, it's our fault? When all you're doing is adding to your wealth and I'm taking the risk as the player, I'm getting out there. Not only am I risking my career, but just by playing. Because Blake Snell's a pitcher, so he could blow his arm out at any time. Sure. But now he's risking getting coronavirus because he's surrounded by 25 to 30 guys if they expand the rosters. Then you've got the clubhouse attendants. Then you've got the coaches. And I don't care if you're testing every day. You're still risking your life. So you take all those risks, and I'm supposed to do it for a third as you sit up in your owner's box and count your money. Once again, I'm not crying for the millionaires here. I'm taking their side over billionaires. But I'm just asking the listeners out there to put yourself in his situation. You're kidding yourself if you would say, yeah, I want to do the same thing. You absolutely would. You would. I mean, the reason why Stone Cold Steve Austin was so popular in the WWF wasn't because he was drinking beer. It was because he was flipping off his boss and giving him the stunner. And you're sitting there going, man, I wish I could do that. I wish I could. Now, I like my bosses, okay? I want to clear that up right now. But you're kidding yourself. You would love to tell the owners to stick it. And that's what he's doing. So I can't get mad at him for that because I would do the same thing if I was in his situation.
The always rebellious Pat Egan. Steve Callis has something for you, my friend, at 11:10. He has a different point of view. He'll come on and give his take on the situation and the Blake Snell comments and the basically the temperature of the situation revolving around the pandemic as it has been going on since March 12th, and baseball looks to come back July 1st. I think that's way too early. We'll talk about that subject and more on the other side. I'm Joe Stasek, 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll be here till 12 o'clock.
97.5 The Fanatic.
An unreliable water heater giving you and your family the cold shoulder. Replace that old clunker now with a quality Bradford White water heater. You get all the hot water you need, and you can save money, too, with better energy efficiency. You've heard Jaws talk about how great Bradford White water heaters are, and plumbing professionals agree. In fact, millions of American households enjoy the comfort, efficiency, and reliability of a Bradford White water heater. Now, here's something else you should know that makes Bradford White different from the rest. Bradford White doesn't sell its products at those big-box home improvement retailers. Bradford White is available exclusively through plumbing professionals. That way, you'll get the right solution, the right service, and a safe and professional installation. So before the water runs cold in your home, visit BradfordWhite.com today and find a plumbing professional in your area that sells and installs Bradford White. How you heat your water matters. So visit BradfordWhite.com today.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Whenever I hear of an injured person hiring such and such a lawyer, I wonder, why'd they choose that law firm? Did they see the lawyer on a big billboard, a radio ad, or maybe an advertisement on television or the back of a bus? Maybe they just Googled it and clicked the first name that showed up. And then almost all the time, I worry. I worry if they know what that lawyer is really all about. Do they know when the last time that lawyer tried a personal injury case, or maybe if they ever even did? Does the lawyer have the resources to get the most for the client, or does the lawyer need the money more than the client does? And you'd be surprised to hear how many do. Here's my advice. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As the largest personal injury firm in America, there's really nothing like us. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Offices, Philadelphia.
Sugar House Casino is now Rivers Casino Philadelphia, and you can play the official online casino of Rivers Casino. BetRivers.com. BetRivers.com brings you the best real money slots directly from the casino floor, as well as real money blackjack and roulette. In all, there are more than 100 great casino slots and table games on BetRivers.com. Signing up is easy, and we'll match your first deposit with free play. The Sugar House name might be gone, but the quality and customer service live on at BetRivers.com. Go to BetRivers.com and play today. Presented by Rivers Casino Philadelphia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know Beasley Media for the massive radio brands in Philadelphia, like 97.5 The Fanatic.
But did you also know that we're experts in advertising and growing successful brands through digital? We can help create video commercials, put your ads on websites, and even create targeted social posts to reach your potential customers. Our team of brand builders can do that and so much more to help your business grow. Email Beasley Media Digital Team now at experts@bbgi.com. That's experts@bbgi.com.
There's nothing like making a meal with every pot and pan you own.
Hours of dishes.
Savor every bite of this meal, Chef, because for dessert, you'll be having
so many dishes.
Ditch the dishes and get Taco Bell's $5 Chalupa Cravings box instead. A Chalupa Supreme, beefy five-layer burrito, crunchy taco, cinnamon twist, and a medium drink for only $5. Order ahead and get yours at Taco Bell's contactless drive-thru. At participating locations for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra. Drinks exclude freezes.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
Philly's official Flyers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. 10:46 here at 97.5, The Fanatic. Talking about the global pandemic and getting sports started back up too soon, not soon enough. I agree with Pat. It's very American to say, hey, it's been 2 months. Let's get this party started. Oh, the arrogance of the ugly American.
As I sit there defending a guy who's making $2.2 million.
Right, exactly.
All right, it's not lost on me. I might be talking out of both sides of my mouth with that comment, but still.
610-632-0975. I think it's way too early to open the doors up, but this man I don't think does. He's my man, Charles, from the Northeast. What's up, Charles?
How you doing, Joe? Always great hearing you.
You too, buddy. How you doing, pal?
Good, Joe. Hope you're staying safe, you and your family, same with Pat. But, Joe, it's getting to be too late. Joe, listen, this pandemic's a real thing. And yeah, we've got to do whatever we can, everybody in the sports leagues and regular people, to take care of ourselves. But the fact of the matter is, Joe, there might not be a vaccine for this for a year. What are you going to do? Are people have got to be able to go to work. Players have got to be able to play. It's that simple. The NHL and NBA, in my view, have got to complete the season. Finish the season out whenever they can, starting in July. Baseball has to come back way sooner than way later. And Joe, I'm not making a political statement here, but unfortunately, when the president put it in the hands of these governors, it's come down along political lines. If you notice, red states are opening, blue states aren't. The bars are open in Wisconsin. The fact of the matter is that, listen, this isn't politics. People are playing with people's lives here, okay? The fact is, you do whatever you can to make everybody safe. But what are we going to do? You're going to keep the economy shut down forever. Are these sports leagues never going to play? Now, I'm hearing some callers going on about the billionaire owners. Listen, yeah, I have no sympathy for them or the players. Blake Snell don't want to play, don't play. And that's his right. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of these owners are only billionaires because of the franchises. Guess what? You don't play sports for another year, guess what? Their money revenue goes down big time. So what I'm telling you, Joe, is, listen, I get your concern. But the fact is, these leagues, baseball's got to start in July. These hockey leagues, NHL and NBA have got to come back. It's time, okay? Because the fact is, we don't know when this is going to end. So we do whatever, in my view, you do whatever you can to keep everybody safe. But people have got to go back to work. These leagues, granted, without fans, have got to start playing. It just got to be that way. Because it's just the way it is. You can't keep the world shut down forever. You can't do it. It's not feasible. It's not viable. It's just not.
Well, and I appreciate the call, Charles. Thank you very much. No one said shut down the world forever. It's been 2 months. And we're dealing with a virus that has killed upwards of 5 million people worldwide. And listen, Charles, my brother, I'll be the first person to throw caution to the wind. I told you, I I go out whenever I can. I always think that, you know, it won't happen to me. It always happens to the other guy. That's me. And I'm saying this. I'm saying I think it's way too early. We don't have our arms around this thing yet. All it's going to do is create the same thing, and we're going to be back in our houses for a couple months. I'm thinking August. At the earliest, August 1st. Give it another 2 months.
One of the reasons I'm not confident that any of the leagues come back anytime soon, because once you reopen the states, you're going to see a boom once again in positive testing, and you're going to have to close the practice facilities.
You're going to have to close it down again. That's why I said earlier, a few weeks ago, I don't think it's coming back. I don't think they're going to complete this. They might start, Pat, like you just said, and then I think this is all going to come back and blow up again, and we'll be back where we started because we came back too soon. That's just my opinion. I just think this is... People aren't taking this. I'm not that they're not taking it seriously enough. I just don't think they understand the gravity of the situation.
Well, I think a lot of the people too that have this that sentiment, and I don't know this for a fact, but I feel like a lot of them haven't been impacted by it personally.
Right. That
you
is
know,
correct.
It's as you said. It's the other guy, and because of that, I mean, look, nobody wants to be stuck in their house. I will say though, I'm surprised at like how haven't been not affected by it. I would say I'm trying to think of the words here to say what I'm trying to convey. It hasn't been as bad for me, I guess, because I'm sitting there going, I can't believe it's May, whatever. Like it's the middle of May,
right?
And I noticed yesterday, like, where is the time gone?
Mm-hmm.
Situation, because we're just kind of getting through it. Then maybe I've gotten used to this new norm, but it doesn't make it any less. But like I want to go out.
I want to go out.
I want to go to restaurants and stuff. But it's just the juice isn't worth the squeeze with this thing rapidly spreading as quickly as it does, and you can't see it.
Can't see it. Still cruising. I have my wife's friend's husband has been in, he's healthy. He's like my age or younger. He's been in a coma for 5 weeks. And during that time, his dad died from it. It's serious stuff. Some people it doesn't affect. They might have it, not become symptomatic. And some people, it hits real hard. And I think if we do open up too early, like Pat said, we're just going to be right back here. So I'd be impressed and a little surprised if the NBA and NHL finish their season. I can see them starting up again, but I could see what Pat said, it becoming a problem again because we're coming back from it too soon. I just think it's incredibly serious. Let's go to Bob in Willow Grove. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Bob?
Hi, Joe. I had the pleasure of meeting Marcus Hayes at a Rotary function about a year ago. He spoke there. He is as prepared for what he writes as anybody I think I've
ever
met.
Smart guy.
He really is. And I really appreciated his remarks about Andy Reid. I can't believe. But I want to talk about what he said about Wuhan. But Andy Reid, 15 years here, I can't believe that everybody who watched him for all those years can't be a fan of his, proud of him, especially also given what he went through with his kids. I mean, it's just a great story. Now, two things. I think the testing is the key, and I don't think anybody knows where we're going to be with that. I think we're going to be in a lot better position testing in a couple of months than we can guesstimate now, and I'll tell you why. Wuhan is going to test, 11 million people in 1 week. Well, guess why? Because in November and December, they stopped shipping out their equipment because they knew what was going on. And they started sucking up all the equipment from around the world. They've got it all. No wonder. And I don't even want to go there. I can't keep from cussing about what they did. But that's why they can test. And once we get up to stuff with our equipment, I think we'll be able to do it. Joe, it's become political, though, because on March 8th, I visited a good friend in a nursing home here locally. And then 2 days later, I got a call from the nursing home saying, you can't come back for quite a while. We're not letting anybody in or out. And then you go to New York, and the hero of everybody, Governor Cuomo, orders people with this disease to go into nursing homes for the last few months. That is, why is that? That and actually, it's happening here in Pennsylvania too. I cannot believe the misinformation that goes around about this disease. And it's so politically based, I think.
Yeah, speaking of misinformation, and I appreciate the call, Bob, I think I said 5 million deaths. That's 5 million cases globally. I apologize. I know in Pennsylvania, the death toll, the death rates, not quite 10%. There have been 61,611 confirmed cases in Pennsylvania, 4,403 deaths so far in Pennsylvania. It's real. It's here. As for your point on Andy Reid, Bob, I can hold a grudge like nobody's business, but I've actually loosened it up on Andy Reid. For some, I don't know what happened. I've had some kind of transformation.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl. That's what happened.
I guess.
What happened? It, no one would have been cheering for Andy Reid if they... Okay.
If we didn't get ours.
Well, there would have been people. But yes, it's easier because it's like when you break up with a longtime boyfriend or girlfriend, you better be the first one to get married.
Right.
Because if
then
you are...
don't care if
yeah,
she...
Yeah, hey, I'll go to the wedding. I'm great. But if you're not... And if they're the first one to get married and you get invited, you're going to go there just to sit there with a sour face the whole time getting angry.
You're not going
to
be pleased.
Trying to get a bridesmaid. And you can't because
not with
none,
that
of
attitude.
Them, none of them are interested in
not
you.
Not with that attitude.
Exactly, because you have a bad
you
attitude.
Got that bad attitude.
I'm not speaking from experience here. I'm just, what happens?
He's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stasiak. I guess that's what it is. I'm actually, believe it or not, and I've killed him. Since he came here in 1999, since he lost a 20-point lead in the second half in his first game to the Cardinals, I've been killing Andy Reid.
Only go up from there, though.
I could only go up.
And it did.
I was kind of proud of him, to be honest, winning that Super Bowl last year. And I think that whoever talked about it, he could win two more. He could, I guess Marcus talked about it.
Yeah, Marcus said it.
He could win. I guess he could win three in a row. It's to do.
Marcus is right, though. If the Eagles aren't in it, I'm cheering for Andy. I loved Andy.
Well, did you always like Andy?
Yeah, he made my childhood great.
Oh, that's right. You grew up with him.
Yeah, I mean, I was 10 when he got hired here, and all I knew was winning football because of Andy Reid.
He's a nice man.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, is the human element of this. All of the things he's been through, and as Marcus said, all of his players... coaches, love they all him. Love him.
Love him to death.
He is. He's like the exact opposite of Bill Belichick. He's a guy that you can cheer for, whereas Bill Belichick, I mean, screw that guy.
Good point. He's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stasiak. Steve Cowell is coming up at 11:10 on 97.5. The Fanatic, talking Eagles football. Little Andy Reid we threw in there. The Rooney Rule I brought out at the beginning of the show. And, of course, we're talking about the global pandemic. Should sports be coming back as soon as they are proposing? I say no. But we'll talk about that in our last hour. I'm Joe Stasiak. I'm here till noon on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolis Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolis family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolis tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolis Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolis Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpolisBakery.com.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. In need of an oil change? Right now you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need something fast, you can get it fast, your way. Whether it's next day delivery or free same day pickup, in store or curbside, the choice is yours. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details on AutoZone.com.
PokerStars presents the Pennsylmania Tournament.
He's going all in!
Think you've got star potential? Play now to win your seat at the May 17th main event with $250,000 in prizes guaranteed. And get $30 free when you sign up. Poker Stars aren't born, they're made. At Poker Stars Pennsylvania Tournament. Go to PokerStars.com today.
This is unbelievable action at the table.
Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Mount Airy. 21 and over, terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
But when it comes to the safety of their patients, there's no such thing as good enough. That's why the offices of Rothman's Orthopedics are now open with new layers of protection, like customized safety protocols based on the latest CDC guidelines, modified office cleanings, and a whole host of extra precautions. And if you're not ready to come in, you can also schedule a virtual visit. Because no matter what life throws your way, Rothman Orthopedics can help you get past pain and be what you were. Learn more at RothmanOrtho.com/ready.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Marvin E. Cann's Heating and Cooling wants you to know that as an essential provider, they are open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Find out more online at MarvinEcans.com. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part? We're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Hey, Mark Farzetta here. Warnings about COVID-19 are particularly worrisome to cancer patients whose treatments can weaken their immune systems, making them more susceptible to illness. Social distancing is critical now because you can spread the virus to others even if you're not displaying any symptoms. The American Association for Cancer Research reminds us to follow all CDC guidelines to protect this vulnerable population. Thank you for caring for our community in this way. Learn about the progress towards curing and preventing cancer at AACR.org.
The voice of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
Home of the Sixers and Flyers.
All right, welcome back. 11:02 here at 97.5. The Fanatic. I'm Joe Stajak. I'm here at noontime. I believe the lineup comes in at that time. And then Rob Motti to close out the day. Patty, you can mind the glass taking your calls at 610-632-0975. We talked early on, as I will reset the show, about the Rooney Rule, the new Rooney Rule in the NFL. They are proposing that the Rooney Rule double itself in terms of now teams have to interview at least two minority candidates for their vacant head coaching position. Right now, there are only four non-white head coaches in the league and two non-white general managers. So they doubled that. That also applies to coordinates or coordinators. And at the end of the season, teams are not allowed now to block assistant coaches from interviewing with other teams for jobs like offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, or special teams. They're called bona fide coordinator positions. And they are awarding compensatory fifth round, fourth round, third round, and sixth round picks for teams that either hire minority head coaches or hire minority executives or hire minority GMs. What do you think of this new Rooney Rule as they are proposing it? Doesn't sit well with me, to be honest, to basically bribe teams to make the playing field, I guess, a little bit more level in terms of minorities versus non-minorities. I personally couldn't care less if it was the opposite, if 80% of the league was coached by minorities and 20% by white folks. I couldn't care less. The league wants to kind of balance that out a little bit. I know in terms of the players, it's about 65-35, black to white. No one cares about that, but they obviously care about kind of leveling the playing field a little bit. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if anyone, if you're a minority, are insulted by this. I personally, if it was me, I wouldn't be insulted. I'd take the gig and then kill it when I got the gig. Again, I mentioned Joe Buck earlier. people used to complain that he only got the job because of his dad. And he said the same thing. Somebody asked him once in an interview, what do you think about nepotism? He said, I think it's great. He got this great gig with the Cardinals. It's not how you get the gig, in my opinion. It's what you do when you get the gig. So I just don't like the incentives. I don't like the optics of it, to be honest. But I'd certainly take the job no matter how I got it, and then I would have to prove myself once I got it. But again, like Joe Buck has killed it for the last couple decades. I know there are some detractors. I'm a big Joe Buck fan. But again, they say that it doesn't matter how you get the job. It's what you do when you have it. So the NFL has employed more options for the Rooney Rule. We also talked about the pandemic and is baseball coming back too soon? And why are these athletes allowed to be tested before the Gen Pop? Is that fair? Is it not fair? Will the NBA and NHL finish out their seasons? I just think they're getting way ahead of themselves. It's been 2 months. I know it seems like an eternity. Believe me, I do. I'm bored out of my mind. Bored out of my mind. But it's only going to set us back if we come back too early from this. We'll be back where we started. And then you're going to miss the whole summer. The only good thing that came of this is that it happened like still in the winter, or at least the tail end of the winter. Imagine if this started June 1st, how miserable I'd be. I look forward to summer all year. That's my season outside of Christmas. Fortunately, we might be able to salvage a summer. We shall see. I know baseball and the owners, you know, they're losing collectively like $4 billion this year if they only play half the games because of the attendance, but they do get TV revenues. And we talked about Blake Snell, pitcher for the Rays. He came out and said, unless he gets the full boat, he's not playing. What do you think of that? What do you think of his comments? Bryce Harper came to his back, came to his rescue, had his back. Most of the players also have his back. I believe he will play for half price, which is what they're proposing, but then that gets cut down by 33% because of revenue sharing. So he won't be making a ton of money, a little over $2 million, which is a lot for me and probably you. But again, it's his prerogative, in my opinion. If you don't want to play, stay home. If you're worried, if you think that price is too low for you to take the risk of contracting the virus, then stay home. And that's your prerogative. But again, money talks. So if he was getting his full salary at $7 million, he said he'd take the risk. So it's all about money to him. And I think ego, too. I think a little bit of ego. Again, Pat Egan mentioned he won the Cy Young and then finally started getting paid. He was only getting paid like $1 million a year last year. He's up to $7 million a year this year, and now he's going to get it cut into a half and then another third taken out. Not happy about it. So Steve Callis has some things to say about that. I think he's going to hammer Pat Egan for his opinions. Pat, obviously, backing Blake Snell, along with a lot of his colleagues and teammates. But if you have an opinion on Blake Snell, please let me know. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Rich in New Jersey. You're on 97.5. What's up, Richie?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, buddy.
I got a couple questions for you.
Shoot.
First one, how come the athletes in the United States will not play when I'm watching Chinese and Taiwan baseball? They're playing, no problem at all.
Yeah, that's a good question. I know there's Taiwanese leagues that are playing.
How about the UFC?
What do they do?
The UFC, they're fighting. There's blood all over. There's sweat. They're still going on in the United States. So why can't the prima donnas that are making millions in the United States playing baseball, basketball, and football, why they can't play?
I don't know about the Japanese leagues, to be honest. I know Pat has a... Do you have an answer for that, Pat? Why the Taiwanese...
Yeah, they've actually managed to flatten the curve. And with the UFC, they don't make any money. They don't have the luxury, like we don't have the luxury of telling their bosses to stick it. They only get paid when they actually fight. So, and the highest paid guy on the card last night probably made $300,000. The lowest guy probably made $10,000. So, and they're not in a situation where they can tell Dana White, I'm not fighting. That's why they're all clamoring to get on a card, because they haven't had a paycheck You know, if you haven't fought in a while, some of these guys haven't fought in 2 years, so they just need to get in there to fight. So they're willing to risk whatever to get in there. But one of the guys tests a positive along with two of his teammates, so that just tells you the danger right there. But that's why the UFC is willing to come back, because the guys are desperate for cash, whereas the, as you said, prima donnas, they're not desperate for cash, so they have the luxury of telling their bosses to stick it.
Can I add one more thing to that?
Go ahead.
How about the individuals that are out here working at McDonald's?
They don't have the luxury.
They don't have that same luxury.
And if they did have the luxury, they'd be telling their bosses to stick it.
What's your point about them?
What's my point about them?
Yeah.
They're only making minimum wage, $15 an hour, whatever the case may be. But they go to work every day.
Because they don't have the luxury.
Well, maybe we shouldn't give the athletes the luxury. How about that?
Well, I mean, look, I know this is going to sound callous. They do something better. They throw a ball better. They make more money than us because they deserve it, because they've earned it. You know, and
they make more money because they got contacts. When they go to college, they get contacts, and then after contacts in college, they get contacts to the pros.
Yeah, they're also more talented.
I'm sorry, the guy that served me at Wawa today is not as talented as Blake Snell. It's just a reality. He's not. You know, and if he was, he'd be making millions. I mean, I'm not as talented as Tyrone Johnson. That's why I'm not, you know, that's why I'm producing your show right now instead of Mikey Mitz. It's the reality. At some point, we're all told that we can't play a child's game. Some of us aren't, though. Some of us are allowed to go and get paid for it. And with that becomes certain luxuries, like getting asymptomatic testing.
He got hit.
That's a luxury.
He got hit with the wand. I happen to not get hit with the wand. So I am, I'm schlepping it here on Sunday with y'all. Oh, yeah, and Pat Egan. I'm working with Pat Egan on a Sunday.
Is that going to work with Joe?
Blake Snell's making $7 million. I got to work with Pat Egan. I got to see him for 3 hours on a Sunday.
Telling you how talented they think we are.
Right? 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Steve Callis coming up shortly. I think he is more on the side of whoever we just had on. Was that Bob? Oh, Rich. We just had Rich on. Very much anti-Blake Snell. I think Steve Callis is along those lines as well. We'll hear what he has to say. Pat Callis standing firmly behind Blake Snell's back. And we'll also talk a little Jadeveon Clowney. We had Marcus Hayes on about an hour ago. He was pulling for the Eagles, as I was, pushing for the Eagles to make a move for Clowney last year. And they did not. It would have only cost them, well, it cost the Seattle Seahawks a couple of backup linebackers, a third-round pick, and only $8 million of his $15 million salary. He wasn't great, had 3 sacks, missed 3 games. He's injury prone. He's still better than what they have, and they lost Vinnie Curry, and they did nothing. I mean, they added nothing to their edge rushing unit. So what do you do with Jadeveon Clowney? You take a shot with him, or is he too much money? Because the reality is he averages a little over 5 sacks a year. Is that good enough to pay him what he's asking? This price tag keeps coming down. Maybe if he gets into a certain range, is there a certain range where you'd say, okay, pull the trigger? Or do you go after Jadeveon Clowney outright and try to bolster your pass rushing game? Hey, as promised on the Comcast Business Hotline, my man, my podcast partner, he is the great Steve Callis. How are you, Steven?
All good, Joe. Great to be with you as always.
You too. But since I was just talking about Jadeveon Clowney, your thoughts on Jadeveon Clowney? You and I can't remember. I think we both pushed for them to go out and get Clowney last year because we know how important it is to have a potent pass rush, which the Eagles were lacking for the most part last year. He is injury prone. He does cost a lot of money, but they lost Vinnie Curry, and they have 4 guys, you know, 4th-round picks and a free agent waiting in the wings to kind of help Derek Barnett and Brandon Graham out. What are your thoughts on Jadeveon Clowney?
I don't think you blanket say, no, we shouldn't go after him, but I do think you blanket say, yeah, we need to get him really on the cheap. He was at $21 million, which of course was comical. Last I heard, you tell me if it's lower, but he was down to like $16-17 million, which to me is still comical. But I wouldn't walk away from him because I still think he's a big-time player. Yes, I understand he gets hurt, and if you stop going after every player that got hurt, you'd almost stop going after every player the way it is nowadays. This isn't the old days, you know, when you got a concussion and you went back into the game. So I think only if the number is cheap, I don't know that they can get to $8 million. That's cheap to me, and we're going to talk about that with respect to Blake Snell, about what's cheap and what's not. But I think you go after him lightly with a low offer and see where that goes, because eventually he'll have to take something, and other than Seattle, I don't even know anybody else who's in the hunt.
Doesn't sound like it, and it sounds like the chatter from the Eagles camp is getting a little louder for a Jadeveon Clowney. We shall see. Two of my favorite people in the world disagree on the Blake Snell subject. It's my producer, Pat Egan. He's going one way, and my man, Steve Callis, is going another way. Have at it, Steve.
Well, here's what I think, and maybe you'll tell me I'm an old-timer, Joe. There's times when you think of something, and you're right, and you never say a word about it. Given the way it is in this country now, and I'll go back, you historians. I know you're a historian. Pat Egan probably is, too. You know, they booed Joe DiMaggio for holding out for $40,000. They killed Drysdale and Koufax in the 60s for holding out for $125,000 each. Now, with the most powerful union in the history of the world, bar none, the pendulum has totally changed. Mike Trout gets $40 million or whatever he gets. Bryce Harper gets $30 million or whatever he gets. It's almost become a joke the other way. But the one hole, as great as the players' union is, the one hole is the Blake Snells of the world. That is, you don't want to win the Cy Young Award when you're under their control and make $1 million the year after you win the Cy Young Award, especially with a cheapo team like Tampa Bay. So Pat is right. He gets his money. He gets his $7 million. But here's where Blake Snell is wrong from the get-go. The agreement between the players and the owners is that the players will get 1/162nd of their salary times whatever games they play. So they're supposed to play 82, which we'll talk about later, hopefully. And so every clause of every player in every league, everywhere, there's a clause called a force majeure clause. Some people call it force majeure clause. It's a legal clause that says if some incredible thing happens where we just can't play and it's no act of God, no fault of our own or whatever, then those contracts don't have to be paid. That's why the players agreed to get 4% up front this year in case there was no season. They're at least going to get some money. But now, and we'll use Blake Snell in 82 games, which is what MLB is proposing. That's like half a season, 81's half a season. So he's at $7 million, and he's going to get 3.5. The notion that he's going to get $7 million for half a season is not only comical, it's not true under contract. Everybody's contract. And I'll give you NBA, for example. Their pay this week was cut to 25% of their pay was cut. LeBron James got all his money already, so they're going to take it out of his salary next year.
Mm-hmm.
So when these things happen, there's already contractual stuff. Why? Because the billionaire owners, and I'm with Pat rooting for the millionaire players, but the billionaire owners have these clauses in there. Why? Because billionaire owners have millionaire lawyers. That's why. But perfectly legal. So he should be starting at 3.5. But let's say, so he wants to play half a season and get $7 million. By contract, that's impossible. But let's go from $7 million down to the 2.2 you guys were using. It's fascinating. First of all, I don't disagree with this analysis. I'll say it again. There's times when you should shut up. There's 36 million people unemployed going to 40. This isn't, I wish I could tell my boss, take your job and shove it. This is, I have no choice. I can't even go to work if I want to. And if I do go to work, I'm risking my life for $15 or $20 an hour. It's a different analysis to me than what Pat was saying. It's not about that. It's about 36 going to 40 or more million people who will not have a job. It's about tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of businesses going out of business. That little store you like to go to, odds are it's going out of business. Those restaurants, unless they're going to be able to work for 50 cents on the dollar, they're going out of business. That's what's going to happen. This is going to get a lot worse from that perspective, and we haven't even talked about the pandemic in terms of dead people. So there's 36 million unemployed. There's 85, 87, soon to be 90, soon to be 100,000 dead people. So nobody wants to hear about Blake Snell. So he can keep his analysis to himself, but we live in America. You can say it out loud. You can say whatever you want. The optics of it are moronic. He just sounds like a greedy guy. Yes, he got screwed by the baseball system. He should be making 12, 15, 18 million a year already, right after he won the Cy Young. But that's the weakness in the Major League players. Baseball Association, that's their only weakness. If he were a free agent after he won the Cy Young, what would he get? $20 million a year? $25 million a year? $30 million a year? But he didn't. So I think this clearly goes to me under the category of think it, Don't hit the send button. Don't say it. He sounded like a greedy moron to me. And I understand Pat saw it differently. And the final thing I'll say is Blake Snell. Oh, I'll play for $7 million. Man, I might even play for 3.5, but I'm not playing for two. When you put a value on your life, which is the dumbest thing of all, I'll play for 7 to 3.5. I won't play for two. I don't want to risk my life. If you put a value on your life at $1 million or $2 million or $3 million, I think you're an idiot.
Well, he did. He put a value on his life. He said he won't do it for anything less than 3.5, basically.
Which is his right, by the way. Totally his right. I would have never said a word if I was Blake Snell. And, of course, every player in the league is going to back him up.
Sure, and they have, including Bryce Harper, Philly's right fielder. Now, let me ask you, Steve, because I've been talking about this today in terms of, I mean, Marcus wrote a good article about it, and that it's not fair, first of all, that some teams are allowed to come back and start practicing while others cannot. And the other thing is that if they do return soon, they will be allowed to be tested before the Gen Pop, and he didn't think that was fair. Do you think, first of all, they're trying to come back too soon from this?
It's looking like that to me, and I'll go to baseball, but first I want to say that Marcus Hayes article, which I read, that's a brilliant article. I don't know where you send it to be considered for some kind of award, but it's a brilliant article in terms of the little guy versus the big guy, the poor guy versus the rich guy, and specifically on this issue of testing. And I will say this, as brilliant an article as it is, it's almost like a pie in the sky article. Because is he right about everything he writes? Absolutely. Should the poorest guy, should the grocery store guy get one before a Major League Baseball player? Absolutely. I don't know how these people are going to work. I mean, I go to the grocery store and I thank these people, but you know why they're going to work, because they don't want to be number 37 million in the unemployed, and they can't afford not to go to work, and they're putting their lives on the line for 15 or 20 bucks an hour. Amazon, oh, we're going to give them $2 an hour more hazard pay. Thanks. Thanks for $2 an hour more. But that's where we are. So I think that's a fantastic article. I think he's 100% right. But as usually happens in this country, and you can even argue that's some of the institutional racism in this country, because invariably most of these workers, you know, postal workers, my dad worked in the post office. He's not a minority, he wasn't a minority, but he worked in the post office. And there's so many minorities who work those kinds of jobs, grocery stores, bodegas, subways, buses. All you have to do is look when you're out. And now they've become the most essential people in the world. They're a hell of a lot more important than any baseball, football, basketball, hockey player. That's for sure. But they're risking their lives for virtually nothing. So my take on the testing, I just want to go to baseball if I could, because I just did a long, like, 30-minute video with Janelle Albritton, who's my boss, but she also has a master's degree in public health. So she's all over the COVID pandemic from a COVID pandemic thing. And baseball announced the other day, I don't know if you saw Rob Manfred on CNN, of all places, and the doctor, Sanjay Gupta, asked him, well, you know, if a guy gets positive, I assume all the guys around him are going to be quarantined for 14 days. Rob Manfred on national TV said, oh, no, we have experts who say they don't have to be quarantined for 14 days. Well, that's 100% untrue. If they have experts, I hope they don't show their names, because they'll be mocked throughout the country. But if baseball is going to come back when they come back, Joe, and a guy gets infected and he's around five other players who they don't want to take off the field because they're five of their top players, everybody on that team is going to get it, or virtually everybody, and you're going to have like a league-wide pandemic.
Yeah, and we'll be back
if you leave these guys on.
Yeah.
Right, so Gupta asked him a follow-up trying to bail him out, essentially saying, well, I mean, if you leave these guys on the field, isn't that taking a significant risk? And it's almost like Manfred couldn't answer. You can find it online, Sanjay Gupta and Anderson Cooper with Rob Manfred. He almost couldn't answer the question, and he came up with, well, nothing is risk-free. Well, hold it now. Every doctor in the country, even I know, and you probably know, and Pat Egan probably knows, that if you're near someone who has the virus, you find out they have the virus and you were near them, you're supposed to self-quarantine for 14 days. And oh, by the way, if you don't, not only are you a fool, but you can go infect other people, kill your grandmother or whatever. So I think baseball already has the wrong approach. You know, Korea is playing. The Korean Baseball League is playing. And there's a Washington Post article that says if one person gets an infection, keep in mind South Korea kicked our butt. You know, they had the first, they had their first death the day we had our first death, and all this time later they have 236 dead people and we have 80,000 or 90,000 or whatever thousand. And they're going to shut down the league for 3 weeks. Now, they only play a 30-game season or something like that. I understand why baseball can't do that, but baseball's got 50 guys on the team. You know about this, right, Joe? They have 30 guys and then a 20-player taxi squad. It's like the NFL now. So even if you had to take out 3, 4, 5, 7 guys, you'll have players. You just won't have your good ones. So they somehow found a doctor who said, you don't have to quarantine those people. But I think virtually every American now knows, wash your hands, wear a mask, and if you're with somebody who winds up getting the virus, go home for 14 days. So I think baseball is going the wrong way. I think it's going to be very, very hard. And this even discounts whether we'll have something in September or October. You know, the president wasn't 100% wrong when he said, oh, it gets hot. Well, he was wrong. He said it gets hot and it disappears. But apparently it gets hot and it's not as bad. And that might be explaining why in places like Georgia there's not an uptick in cases. But come September, October, football's being played. Maybe all the sports are being played because they extend the season. What are you going to do when this comes back? And the flu epidemic of 1918 and 19, it was the second wave that killed so many people, not the first. So I'm not an alarmist. I'll believe it when it's here. I hope it doesn't come. But you have to look at it both with Blake Snell on the overall view of the country, and you have to look at it, can these places really play? I think you might be right about hockey and basketball, and I don't understand how linemen are going to line up against each other and bang heads 80 times a game. How is that going to work?
I don't think it's going to work, Steve. That's what I've been saying all day. I know you haven't.
You're the first guy, by the way, if this happens.
I think, and I appreciate, first of all, appreciate you coming on, pal. We got to take a break, but great stuff as usual. We'll check out your videos on WestchesterCountyPost.com. Also, your Facebook group page, Speaking of Sports with Steve Callis, and you'll be on again with me next week, of course. Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, we need to get Pat Egan on that Speaking of Sports page so he can give the other side, you know?
Done. He's on it.
All right. Always a pleasure,
Joe. You too, Steve. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, bud. We got to take a break. I'm Joe Stasiak. We're coming back after this. Pat Egan will have his comments, his retort, his response to what Steve Callis was saying. Nothing personal. These guys, you know, they're boys.
No, it's all personal.
They're boys. Yeah,
now it's Pat, he made it personal.
Pat takes a little bit more personally than Steve, but we'll have his thoughts on the other side. I'm Joe Stasiak, Herald Noon.
97.5, The Fanatic. An unreliable water heater giving you and your family the cold shoulder. Replace that old clunker now with a quality Bradford White water heater. You get all the hot water you need and you can save money too with better energy efficiency. You've heard Jaws talk about how great Bradford White water heaters are, and plumbing professionals agree. In fact, millions of American households enjoy the comfort, efficiency, and reliability of a Bradford White water heater. Now here's something else you should know that makes Bradford White different from the rest. Bradford White doesn't sell its products at those big box home improvement retailers. Bradford White is available exclusively through plumbing professionals. That way, you'll get the right solution, the right service, and a safe and professional installation. So before the water runs cold in your home, visit BradfordWhite.com today and find a plumbing professional in your area that sells and installs Bradford White. How you heat your water matters. So visit BradfordWhite.com today.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. I got breaking news. DraftKings Sportsbook is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania with an endless amount of casino games to play all from the comfort and safety of your home. And right now, all the first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook and casino app right now. Find the casino games in the top navigation bar to start playing. Choose from slots, blackjack, roulette, table games. You got all kinds of live dealers and much, much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook Casino app right now. Use promo code Fanatic to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code Fanatic to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on the DraftKings Sportsbook. Gotta be 21, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino and Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLE.
97.5 The Fanatic, in conjunction with our
parent company, Beasley Media Group, is working to help those affected by the coronavirus pandemic in our area. Visit the Pro Shop at 975thefanatic.com and purchase special Philly Stands Together merchandise. 100% of the net proceeds benefit the PHL COVID-19 Fund, providing grants to organizations throughout Philadelphia and surrounding counties in PA and New Jersey to serve the needs of our most vulnerable neighbors and to ensure critical resources remain accessible for those with the greatest need. We are all in this together. Visit 975thefanatic.com for complete details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Ron Jaworski. In these unprecedented times, family is more important than ever. And by that, I mean all family. Your coworkers, your neighbors, and your friends. Ron Jaworski Golf is committed to delivering an exceptional golf experience, and we'll be ready for you when the time comes again to hit the links. I look forward to the day when we can all be hitting the golf ball together, talking football, and just having a good time talking sports. Until then, from the Ron Jaworski Golf family to yours, we wish you safety and health, and can't wait to see you again soon.
97.5 The Fanatic is an equal opportunity employer and is dedicated to performing broad outreach to fill job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our job posting should contact the Fanatic's business office by calling 610-771-9750. We also encourage listeners to visit bbgi.com, where you'll find an online listing of job openings at Beasley Media Group, LLC.
Sports Talk, Willingboro, and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. 11:31 here at 97.5, The Fanatic. Just had Steve Callis on from Callis Remarks, our weekly podcast.
It's the last time we'll have him on after he crossed me.
Steve had some things to say about Blake Snell. He took the opposite side of one Pat Egan and got a little personal. I could see that chip growing on Pat Egan's shoulder. And
I'm like Jordan over here. I'm making up things in my head to motivate me against Steve Callis.
Well, my friend, you have the floor. You got a mic there. You got a head on your shoulders. You have an opinion on Blake Snell, and it kind of goes against what Steve was saying. What do you got?
Yeah, I mean, I guess my big thing was just he said it doesn't really have to do with telling the owners to stick it and stuff and your boss. I disagree with that completely. I think a big part of it is jealousy on a lot of people's parts that we are not millionaires and we don't have the luxury of saying, yeah, well, I'm not coming in. And the people that are calling up saying, then don't play, they're doing it with an attitude like, fine, you don't want to play, don't play. Okay, well, then don't get mad when he doesn't play. Don't get mad when baseball players don't play. Because when Blake Snell said what he said, while a lot of people out there thought it was tone deaf and are pissed off about it, you need to realize his phone is getting inundated with thank yous from other major league players that don't necessarily have the clout to say that, you know? The Pedro Florimonds don't have the clout to speak like that. The 25th man on the 25-man roster doesn't have the clout to say that. So 90 to 95% of athletes publicly will say, I want to come back, you know, and I want to play. It's true. They don't want to play for one-third of what they're getting. They don't. Just, it's the exact same way that you don't want to do the job that you're doing right now for a pay cut.
Right.
You're doing it because you have bills to pay and because financially you need to. But the cold reality is Blake Snell does not care about the unemployment rate. Just like, while you know what it is, that's not affecting you, a person, in your job. And it's a cold, harsh, pardon the pun, callous reality that you're not thinking about it. You're thinking about you and your problems
and
your issue.
They live in a different world.
Exactly. And you're aware of how many people are out of a job. But in the moment, you're not thinking about how many people are out of a job because you're worried about your finances. I think that's a natural thing to do. I think it's natural to be asked a question and in the moment get an answer. And I don't think that we should criticize Snell for saying what he said, because we're constantly sitting here saying we wish our athletes would be more honest, and then we punish them when they're honest. And then we get offended when Bryce Harper agrees with them. It's like, well, once again, if you put yourself in that situation, when you're told you're going to make X, and your really, really well-off boss comes and says, yeah, we're no longer making that, you're going to make this. And he basically doesn't give you a choice. It's either take it or leave it. Blake Snell's saying, all right, I'll wait. I'll wait it out. Unless you're going to meet me here. I mean, this is nothing more than arbitration. You know, arbitration is, I think I'm supposed to make this, and the team makes the argument why you shouldn't, and then there's an arbitrator. And that's what Blake Snell's doing. He's saying, I think I should make this in these current situations. The owner is saying this. And this is why I don't think baseball is coming back, because now you have the health angle of this, right? You have that's the first massive mountain that you have to get over, is the health angle. How do we do this safely to come back? Now you're having a CBA issue on top of it, where these players aren't going to want to play for a third of what they're making. And Rob Manfred can go on CNN and say all this. Rob Manfred works for the owners. So of course he wants to get back.
Of course.
Because I think the most tone-deaf thing I heard wasn't from Blake Snell, and it wasn't from Bryce Harper, and I apologize because I've been saying this all weekend on the air, but it was from Rob Manfred when he said the owner's going to lose $4 billion. I don't care about the owners. They're adding on to their wealth. John Middleton has not clipped a coupon since 1960. I mean, you know, a lot of these owners are just born into it. And if they worked hard for it, they haven't had to struggle for a while. You know, when they go to Target, they don't know if paying $3 for a thing of bleach is a good deal or a bad deal. They don't even think about it. So I don't care about the owners losing $4 billion because they're literally just going to make that money back. Like, it's like when my stock portfolio went down in March when the market tanked. I looked at it like, all right, it'll be right back up in 4 or 5 months. And, you know, it's pretty much there. Around there.
Most of them came back.
So, yeah, most of them came back. So, I mean, that's what I'm looking at for the billionaires' bank accounts. They'll bounce back. But these players have an allotted amount of time to get their money in the sport. And you can say Blake Snell already signed his contract, which is true. But every pitch that he throws, his chance of blowing his arm out and the wear and tear on his arm goes up.
You think it's a different story for Snell because he's a pitcher?
No. Reality is no. I think if he was an outfielder, I mean, because you heard Bryce Harper, he's not a pitcher, he's an outfielder, but he feels the same way. But I think for him, you know, I'd be thinking about it at least that I basically play the running back position of baseball. I play a position that the next day I could be done. And we've seen that time and time again. Mark Pryor comes on the scene, looks like a phenom, yeah, blows his arm out. Right. Brandon Webb, same thing, right? Jason Schmidt signs a huge contract with the Dodgers, all of a sudden he can't pitch. So it happens all the time. I understand that Joe Blow out there, who is dealing with tough times and might be waiting for a check to hear a millionaire come out and say what he says, it's a tough thing to hear because of what you're personally going through. But what you're going through and what he's going through, it is a little apples and oranges situation. And if you were in his situation, you'd be saying the same thing. And to be fair, if he was in your situation, he might be saying the same thing. You know, he might be sitting there going, you know, shut up and play. But he has the luxury, and it's a luxury that a lot of us don't have, of telling his bosses, no, I'm not going to do it. But don't get mad then. If you're one of these people that are saying, then don't play, just realize it's not going to be baseball coming back and Blake Snell's the only one not playing. It's going to be baseball coming back and they're going to have a ton of players not playing, if baseball comes back at all. Because a lot of the athletes feel the same way that Blake Snell feels. And they voiced that, with Bryce Harper voicing that. And I'm telling you, he was probably inundated with athletes from all over sports saying, yep, I agree, 100%. So, and by the way, their contracts are guaranteed when they're lucky in that aspect. But the revenue might be going down for baseball, but the owners are going to have to take the hit. Because as I said, their portfolios will just go right back up. You know, you buy a baseball team 5 years ago, it's probably doubled in worth, tripled in worth. I mean, as I told you, Jeffrey Loria, who owned the Marlins and was getting about 12 fans a game, and you probably sat there on the outside going, there's no way he's making money. Well, because of revenue sharing and TV deals and a brand new stadium, he was able to flip that organization and make a nice profit on it. So, yeah, the revenue might go down, but it's going to go right back up because of the fact that when baseball does come back, we'll still be in a situation where we're going to be clamoring for sports. You know, I don't think a work stoppage during a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic is going to ruin a sport. Because we've seen work stoppages in other sports, whether it be the NBA, whether it be the NHL, whether it be Major League Baseball, and they've all come back. Now, Major League Baseball hasn't had one since 1994, but they've all come back. And you all still watch. You also go to the ballparks. You also go to the rinks and the arenas, and you watch the sport. You know, hockey was hit with it really, really hard in 2004, I want to say.
Yeah, it was.
And they're back, and they're doing okay. Basketball was hit with it. Nobody bats an eye. But that was different because it was a CBA of money, and now it's a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. But money is going to play a huge part of this because if you want these guys to come back under the current circumstances, you can promise them all the day, you know, all day, hey, it's safe. But you're an owner doing that with your mask on in your box that no one's allowed into, and you're asking these guys to get into a clubhouse with 30 people saying, don't worry, it's safe. Yeah, if you have the luxury of not doing it, you're not doing it. You're just not. If you have the luxury of telling your boss, thanks, no thanks, I'm good. Because the players in this situation have the power. If they don't want to play, if they all band together and say, we're not going to play for what you're paying us, they're not going to play. And the owners coming out and saying how much money they're going to lose gives the players even more power.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they're being like, do you want to lose $4 billion or do you want to pay us what half of what you said? Not half and then 33% of that taking off of it. It's just, it's the cold reality of the situation.
Well, you just filibustered for the last 9 minutes. You know what I got out of it? You have a stock portfolio? That's what we want to know. Pat Egan has a stock portfolio. Hey, Steve Callis actually chimed in and has something that I am going to read on the other side in response. It wasn't actually a response to you, Pat. He actually wrote this before you responded. You guys going back and forth today. Nothing personal, obviously. Good old sports debate on Blake Snell and should he or should he not have said what he said.
He's look, I'd be swinging hands at Steve Callis, but we'd have to do it 6 feet away, and my arms aren't long enough for that.
610-632-0975. He's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stasak. Here till noon.
97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic's business of sports is powered by Pico for Business.
Well, now that the NFL players have voted to ratify the new collective bargaining agreement, how does it affect the players and the fans? Well, for about 60% of the 2,500 players who make the league minimum, they'll see an immediate boost in their pay starting this season. For example, the players entering the 2020 season with 1 year's experience will make a minimum of $675,000. That's a $90,000 pay raise. Plus, on average, they'll see a 12% increase in performance-based bonus pay. And the fans? Well, we'll get to enjoy more playoff football starting this season, with 14 teams making the playoffs, up from 12 teams this past year. So the new agreement just might be a win-win-win.
The Fanatic's business of sports is powered by Pico for Business. Take advantage of Pico's energy efficiency program incentives that can help you reduce your energy consumption. Pico.com/more savings.
Are you tired of dealing with your old drafty windows and doors in your house? Well, maybe it's time you finally go Guida. My good friends at Guida Door & Window will help make your window and door replacement project more affordable with their buy one, get one half off sale. That's right. For every door or window you buy, you'll get the second one at 50% off. And you can mix and match these savings to suit your own needs. Buy an entry door, get half off a storm door. Buy a patio door, get 50% off a window. Need to replace all the windows and doors in your house? Then you'll save 50% on half of your project. The more you need, the more you'll save. Plus, Guida is making it easier for you to afford your project, no money down. And interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Act now. This offer is for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today and schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or check them out online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. In tough times like this, you depend on family. Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is here for you. The Family Service and Parts Departments are open for pickup and delivery to keep your vehicle safe and ready when you need them. Contact us at FamilyAutos.com. Because now more than ever, you're more than a customer. You're family. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
Let's replace those windows. I'm Corey with Rudder Roofing, and you may not know, we do a ton of windows and doors. We are certified Pella installers and provide you with really great cost-efficient options for your home. We offer lifetime warranties on the Pella products, incredibly competitive and discounted prices versus retail companies, and the comfort of knowing the master carpenters on our team will be providing incredible service. We also have some really helpful payment options as well. So contact us today by visiting at www.rudderroofing.com for your new windows and doors.
Colin Cowherd here. Fox Bet's the new sports wagering app from Fox Sports. But did you know it's also the go-to for poker and casino games? No matter what you play, now's when to start. Because Fox Bet's giving new customers a match deposit bonus up to $500. And your first bet is risk-free up to $500 if it doesn't hit. The Fox Bet app. Download it today.
Pennsylvania and New Jersey only. In partnership with Mount Airy. 21 and over terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Flyer Station.
Johnny scores! Yeah. Coach Aruth through traffic. That thing analyzed.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Show winding down, fourth quarter time. Get those four fingers up. Fourth quarter belongs to us. We're winding the show down. D-Line, I'm coming up at noon. Ish Padding and two of my favorite people on earth going back and forth about this Blake Snell situation in the comments. He said this week, Steve, now this was Steve. Now Pat just filibustered for 9 minutes, took up my whole segment. But he responded to what Steve had said about Blake Snell, and Steve responded with this, but he actually responded before Pat Egan gave his response. He texted me. For the record, I didn't remotely make it personal with Pat. If I wanted to, I would have called him a moron, which I didn't because he's not. But if he doesn't understand that some things are left unsaid. And what else did he say? He did write that before you responded. He says, players have not agreed to 50% revenue sharing. They have agreed to 1/162nd of their salary times the number of games. Half a season is $3.5 million. So Snell agreed to it, whether he or Pat knows it, which we know he did. He agreed to 3.5 contractually, but he didn't agree to the revenue sharing, and that's the issue he has. And, Steve also says that...
we have an incoming?
I don't want to fight with Pat. I just want a copy of his stock portfolio so I'll know what to buy. I get some loose cash.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Not getting my stock tips, all right? Not getting Jim Cramer info over here.
I should have just shorted the whole damn thing when it started.
I like his statement. Well, if I didn't like him, I would have called him a moron. Thanks. He would just join a lot of people on Twitter by doing that.
Oh my goodness.
Call me a moron.
Right?
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
You get hammered on Twitter?
I mean, for the most part. Well, not for the most part. I would say, you know, there'll be a lot of nice comments and then there'll be the one. But
do you go back at them?
I usually will go back at them, but the mute button is my best friend. I'll just mute them so I don't have to hear them and they can yell into an echo chamber. And
how do you decide who you get back to, who you engage or who you ignore?
Depends on what they're saying. Like, I had a guy the other day ripping me and praising Tyler for the way we podcast shows. And it was at 2:30 in the morning, and he pulled one of those. I love, and all of us, everybody who works here loves getting the tweet of, how do you even have a job? It's like, yeah, man, I want a contest. I don't know. You know? Thanks. So I usually hit him with a thanks for checking in.
When you, yeah, when you first started and were tweeting and you were on the air and an on-air personality, I'm sure you got a lot of negative feedback, which everyone does.
Yeah.
How did you feel about it initially when you're reading people ripping you?
Oh, it has always bothered me.
Always bothered
always
me. Initially,
bothered me.
Like, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I know. I got used to it. I have thin skin, but you have to kind of get used to it. But, no, it sucks. It sucks being told by random strangers that you suck. And especially with this job. With this job, it's one of those, a lot of people can't understand an opposing viewpoint.
Right.
So they just, if you don't agree with them, they don't go, oh, okay, I don't agree with you, but I can see where you're coming from. It just automatically goes to, you suck, and here's why.
Right.
And, it bites to come out of a show that you think you did well on and open up Twitter and see a bunch of people telling you that you don't know, you suck, and I'm never going to listen to the station again. But, you know, it's part of the territory, so you just mute them and move on with your day. Because there's a lot of nice comments. You know what it reminds you of? Not to this extent, because we're going overboard with my analogy here, but it's the best thing I can think of is in the movie 61 about Roger Maris breaking the record, he was getting death threats, and Mickey Mantle goes, why are you opening up the mail if you're getting all these death threats? And he goes, well, because there's some kids in there that, you know, really write some really nice stuff, and while we haven't gotten death threats, it's like, why do you open up Twitter? Well, because there's some really nice people on there that it's fun to engage with and go back and forth with. And
There are. I get a lot of nice things too.
But out of 90, you know, 100 comments, there'll be 5 that are bad, and you focus on those 5.
Right, you just do. Because it's disconcerting. When I started working at Fox, I was getting them before Twitter. They'd be at the bottom of, like, if I got mentioned in the Daily News for whatever reason, there'd be comments down below.
Yeah.
He sucked. One guy could not resist anytime I got mentioned. His problem with me, what wasn't how I read highlights, it wasn't how I spoke.
It's your face. I want to rearrange it.
He thought my eyes were too close together.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I see it. I see it. You got to do something about that. God. You know?
Yeah, I'm right on
why
that,
did,
dude.
Yeah, why did you do that?
I'm right on
why
that.
Why did you put your eyes that close together? Jeez, Joe. Come on.
Every time.
What cracks me up is a lot of the people, too, that will rip you. Like the guy the other day was like, how do you even have a job? If you saw that person in person, they would tell you how much they love you and they're just joking and all that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
I used to. If
like, I'd be kidding myself if I say that at FanFest, I haven't met people that have talked crap on me on Twitter and, you know, shook my hand and all that. I'd be kidding myself because there probably were.
I'm sure there were. They won't say it to your face. I used to. My rule was don't respond. But then I used to respond, and I would say something extremely nice and maybe holy.
I've done that before.
Like, God bless you, my friend. I hope you have a blessed Easter. I appreciate your feedback. And then you get like, oh, dude, I'm sorry, man. You're cool, man. You're
no,
like,
I've gotten that before. It really depends on what kind of mood I'm into.
Right.
Because if I'm in a good mood, I've had it before, and I've turned some people too, where guy was coming at me, and I was just being, same thing, very nice back. And finally, I was just like, "You're not going to get it to the. You're not going to get me to not like you." And guy completely came around on me. So it really depends on what mood I'm in. Because yeah, I can go with, you know, the nice angle. And if you quote tweet it, they usually come off like the jerk,
right? And he makes them feel like a jerk when you're really nice about something and they just trash you.
Well,
up and down.
The thing about our job, it's not digging ditches. It's not hard. We're not doctors and all that. But everybody thinks that they can do it because everybody can talk sports.
Right.
Right. And once again, this job is not difficult, but I don't think everybody can do what we do. And everybody thinks they can, though. And because of that, they think that they can pop in and tell you why you suck at their job and why they're probably could do better at their job than you. Whereas that doesn't happen for baseball players. They get told they suck.
Right.
But nobody goes, I could do your job better than you. So that angle of it adds to probably a lot of our criticism, where you have two buddies at a bar and they're breaking down sports, so they think that they can probably do sports radio. And there are a few that probably could, but there's more to it than probably what you see or hear, I should say, on the air. So because of that, because everybody thinks that they can do what we do, they feel like it's okay to rip us on the internet, which, you know, whatever. I mean, If you get your rocks off by ripping some guy you've never met and telling him he sucks, probably got deeper issues.
Some of the stuff's nasty, too.
It's like, makes me feel bad, Joe. Makes me feel bad.
You know, my feelings are hurt constantly.
I'll tell you, it's gotten a little bit better since I had a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm like, dude, I got bigger. And I've actually hit people up like, I got a kid sitting next to me, man. I got bigger issues than you. telling me I suck. Like, putting it in perspective, like,
right.
All right, man, if you were to get your rocks off about this, about my hot take on Blake Snell, fine, whatever. All right, I'll just go hang out with my kid. He doesn't tell me I suck yet because he doesn't speak the language.
My friends love it, though. I always forward them to my friends because they get off on it. I'm like, look what they're saying about me today. And like, your voice makes me want to puke and blah, blah, blah.
I got one buddy who will go at every single one of the trolls that hits me up.
Oh, really?
It's like my bodyguard. Remember the movie My Bodyguard?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's like my bodyguard. Like, I'm sitting there and I'm this scrawny little guy and he just sticks up for me. Every single troll, he goes at them. And half the time, I won't even go at them. Or I've already
muted
them.
Does he go at them as you?
No. Okay. He goes from his Twitter, his personal Twitter account, but he'll... There's times where he's engaged in a conversation that I can't see because I've muted the person. And he's just going at them. And I'll have to text him and be like, dude, just let it go. I muted that person. Let them yell off into a void. So the mute button is, oh, it's great.
It's a beautiful thing.
Because a lot of these trolls they love getting blocked. They love taking the screenshot and be like, look how soft he is.
Oh, it's like a badge of honor.
I don't need to get told I sucked every single day by you.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm not a glutton for punishment. But the mute button, they have no idea. They can assume, but they don't know.
So they're still yapping and they have no idea. Good stuff.
You don't see it.
It's good work.
It's great.
Good stuff.
I mean, it's ignorance is bliss, but as I said, it's bliss.
See, I couldn't do that. I'd still have to hear what they're saying.
Like, you asked me earlier during a break, like, if I was still getting heat about one thing I said, and I was like, probably. I don't see it, though. Mm-hmm. So just mute it.
Good.
Shout out to Twitter for the mute button.
I'm not at that point yet.
This has been a good Dr. Phil conversation.
This was good, yeah.
This was a good therapy session we just had.
I feel better now.
Luckily, it was just me and you talking, and no one could hear it.
I feel better. Hey, great stuff. Hey, Ian, hang in there, man. D-Line will be with you shortly. Pat, great job as usual. I appreciate your help today. Love working with you. It's 11:55. I got to go. Steve Callis, appreciate it, my friend. Marcus Hayes, the same for coming on and for everyone who listened to the show today or tweeted me at Joe Stasek 975. I appreciate it.
I
told me I suck on Twitter. Thank you very much. I'll be on next weekend on 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Joe Stasek. I'm out. Late.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Across America, business owners are figuring things out, finding new ways to serve customers, connect employees, and work with partners. Comcast Business is right there with you, with a network that helps give you speed, reliability, and security. Enough bandwidth to handle all your connected devices and applications. Voice solutions for any size business, including remote call forwarding and readable voicemail. Safe, convenient installation when you need it. And support 24/7. Get the connectivity your business needs with Comcast Business. Right now, get 200 megabit internet and one voice mobility line for $99.99 per month for 2 years with a 3-year agreement when you sign up for paperless billing and automatic payments. Plus, ask about other offers to get a prepaid card worth up to $500. When every connection counts, you can count on us. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business.
Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments through Comcast Business My Account or service charge increases by $10 per month. Offer ends 5/31/20. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited new Comcast Business Internet, 200 megabits per second, and one voice mobility line customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra subject to change.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, Mark Farzetta here. Warnings about COVID-19 are particularly worrisome to cancer patients whose treatments can weaken their immune systems, making them more susceptible to illness. Social distancing is critical now because you can spread the virus to others even if you're not displaying any symptoms. The American Association for Cancer Research reminds us to follow all CDC guidelines to protect this vulnerable population. Thank you for caring for our community in this way. Learn about the progress towards curing and preventing cancer at AACR.org.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part? We're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more.